Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more than table. So many times we give them rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're off so mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sam, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here.
Oh!
How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hey everyone, today is September 3rd, 2016. I know I haven't made a video in a while, but I guess I'll make this one because of a new email scandal that just came out regarding Hillary Clinton. It's the same email scandal as before, but again, everything that we were told by Hillary Clinton and her supporters turned out to be completely false. You know, they say they turned over all the emails. Well, there are about 17,000 emails that they haven't turned over. Remember how they said that she only used one BlackBerry and it was for convenience, or one phone and it was for convenience? Well, she actually used 13 phones. And on top of that, and this is the the smoking gun, in my opinion. Just a couple weeks after the New York Times reported on Hillary's emails, guess what someone in her staff did? Supposedly they said, oops, this was reported by the FBI, and they went back in and deleted all the records of the emails a couple weeks after the New York Times report on it came, and then they used this software that basically scrubbed it, I think called BitBleach or whatever it is, and the only reason why they would do that is to cover their track. Now, what were they covering? Again, the Clinton Foundation is not really a charity. What was actually going on? Well, foreign leaders or anyone under the sun who wanted to get access to the Secretary of State would simply pay the Clinton Foundation money, and then they would have direct access to Hillary Clinton. And then Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton would be awarded speeches and other things like that where they get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. They made millions and millions of dollars on basically selling out the State Department and the United States government so they could, you know, basically just have their own pockets filled with money while working at the government, while working as part of the State Department. Oh, and apparently there's a laptop that has Hillary Clinton's information on it, and no one knows where it is, and her staff used to destroy her phones with hammers. Oh, and this is the best part. This is the best part. Hillary Clinton apparently doesn't know how classified information works. She claims that the parenthesis C, she had no idea what it meant. It may have to do with aligning the paragraphs in a particular order. It's totally not believable. She actually attended, or was supposed to attend, briefings on classified information, but she says she can't remember whether or not she actually attended those briefings because, get this, she had a concussion. And so she doesn't remember. But those symptoms of the concussion magically disappear now that she's running for president, and anyone who questions her is being conspiracy theorists. You can't question her health, even though the woman had a concussion, and she claims her defense to basically engaging in illegal activity with respect to classified information is that, well, I just didn't know the law, and I don't know how not knowing the law, first of all, applies. If any of you did this watching this video, you'd all be arrested in a matter of minutes. Can you imagine you are supposed to turn over documents, and then you're just deleting them, or your staff's deleting them, and they claim, hey, you're supposed to know the law because you're the head of the Secretary of State, and you attended these briefings, and you go, well, you know what, I can't remember if I attended the briefings because I had a concussion, and now you're running for the United States, and no one can question your health. But we're going to make this woman the President of the United States. We're going to get 8 years of this. And yes, 8 years, because once she's in for 4 years, then the press will get behind her again, and they're going to allow this to go forward, where she basically just sells access to the United States, and then if she gets caught doing anything illegal, she simply lies or says she had a concussion. And we're supposed to buy this. So, rate this video. Even if you hate it, put it in your playlist. If you enjoy it, don't forget to subscribe. I got all the links below. Today is September 3rd, 2016, and that's how the world works.
They had different interests, different beliefs, different occupations, but for the most part, they got along pretty well. Then one day, a gang of a few hundred people showed up. Need to zoom in some more to see them. I know they're there somewhere. Zoom in. There. There they are. And this gang of a few hundred said to the throng of 100 million, from now on, you all have to give us a cut of everything you earn.
This is an accurate graphical comparison between the number of American taxpayers and the number of U.S. congressmen.
And the throng said, gosh, do we have to give you a cut of what we earn? And the gang of a few hundred said, yes, you have to. And the throng said, well, okay, I guess we have to. And one little troublemaker asked, what if we don't? The gang of a few hundred didn't like this and said, if you do not comply, we shall unleash upon you our legions of enforcers. And the throng cried, oh no, please don't. We will comply. We will pay.
This is an accurate graphical comparison between the number of American taxpayers and the total number of IRS employees.
Time went by, and the gang of a few hundred said, now we want more of what you earn. And this kept happening over and over again, until eventually some of the throng were paying almost half of what they earned to the gang. Whenever the gang demanded more, the throng would say, golly, we're already having a tough time. Do we really need to give you even more? And the gang always said, yes, you must, or we shall unleash our legion of enforcers. Now the gang of a few hundred was getting trillions of dollars every year, spending it on wars and pyramid schemes, giving away goodies to their friends, buying influence, and doing lots of other things. And some of the throngs started saying, we don't really like the war you're waging with the money we give you. Do we really have to be paying for that? And the gang said, yes, we demand it. Don't make us send out our legion of enforcers. And some of the throng said, you're taking our money and giving it to huge corporations and giant banks, and some people who just don't want to work. A lot of these things we don't like. And the gang said, we don't care. We will decide how to spend it. You just do as you're told, or else. And the throng said, okay, I guess we have to. But eventually the throng got so fed up, so angry, that they took a drastic step. One day they said to the gang, we don't like what you're doing. We want a new gang. And after pouring a huge amount of time and money into the effort, they replaced the gang with a new gang. Then the throng pleaded with the new gang, now, at long last, can we keep our own money, or at least keep more of it? And the new gang said, sorry, but after much discussion, we've decided that you can't. You have to keep giving us what you've been giving, in fact, a little bit more than before. The throng was distraught and said, this is dreadful. But after all, what choice do we have? I mean, they say we must comply, and they have that scary legion of enforcers. We're powerless against them. We'd better just do as we're told. So they did as they were told, got poorer and poorer, and lived miserably ever after. But after all, what else could they have done? What power could this throng possibly have compared to this gang of a few hundred and their enforcers? What chance would this thing have against this thing? How could these 100 million people ever hope to successfully resist the awesome power of this tiny little dot? In case anyone missed this, let's review. Here's them. Here are their enforcers. Here's us. Them. Us. Them. Us. Does anything about this seem just a little strange to you? Are you perhaps wondering, why does the throng need the permission of the dot to do anything? Why do these people feel the need to ask this tiny little dot if they can keep more of what they earn? Why would they spend year after year literally begging for lower taxes from this little dot? Is this dot just really darn intimidating? Is it very persuasive in its reasoning? To be blunt, why would this throng give a rodent's backside what this tiny little dot wanted? The fact that this tiny dot has the gall to issue such demands to such a throng is pretty startling in and of itself. But what is far more amazing is that the throng obeys this minuscule little parasitic gang of control freaks. What could possibly explain this? Let's ask the dot.
This is how it works. When we, the dot, take your money and spend it on things you don't like, we're representing you. In fact, though you're not allowed to actually keep your own money, you're allowed to decide which little dot will steal half of what you earn. So that really means that you're in charge and that you're agreeing to give us your money. In fact, we, the dot, are serving you when we take your money and spend it on things you don't like. And so you should thank us and treat us with great respect and honor for having robbed you on your behalf for your own good in order to serve you by doing things you don't want us to do.
So there you have it. I hope that cleared everything up for you.
If you're not entirely satisfied with the dot's explanation of things, you really should.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn, and nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
King Shazizz the Terrible, the ruthless, the brutal, the down, dirty, mean guy. What do you think, Thomas? Anyway, so
bad press, man.
Bad press. Hey, they according to the mainstream media, bad press is good press. Any press is good press, according to mainstream media. So yeah. Whatever scandal you can get into is a good scandal, as long as you don't go to jail for the scandal, and they can cover up a few things. Anyway, excuse me and pardon me and all that. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizzradio.com. If you want to join in on a chat, encourage you to take a trip over to shazizzradio.com/superchat.html. If you want to help to support this radio station, just show up in the chat room and say hi. That's as easy as that. Whew, I got to get a breath now. So, anyway, I posted a couple videos in the chat right over there. One of them was a guy that does a YouTube channel called How the World Works, and he was talking about Hillary said that she had a concussion, and so she couldn't remember certain questions that were asked to her about potential criminal misdealings with said emails that were on said private servers, which were also connected to said several approximately 13 unclassified phones and such. Which allegedly all of her helpers helped to smash with hammers so that they couldn't be used and stuff, you know, to get like text and stuff off of. Sounds kind of shady to me.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it's convenient. You fall down, you bonk your head, you got some sort of concussion going on where you can't remember all this criminality stuff that you may or may not have been involved in. And so, you know, but everything's good now. See, you're running for president, so, you know, it's only a temporary concussion slash memory jog that she's had to ordeal, go through, you know, so she can She can be president now. All right, well, here's the thing, America. I don't know if it's real or not real, but I did see a video where that woman had a seizure, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, if you're in America and you got the chief executive, what was that, the president, doggone it, the executive, he's in the executive branch of government, but he's the chief law enforcement, military guy, the head of the military. Anyway, if she's sitting there, she got her finger on the good old red button and then goes into one of them seizures, she's liable to get off 10 or 15 nukes before the seizure's over. Now, I think that sounds kind of rude. Myself shouldn't be talking about somebody's health condition, but in all reality, it's a serious issue whenever you got a lady who continuously stretches the truth, so to speak. You know, maybe a little white lie or something like that, you know. I didn't kiss somebody or whatever. Something like that, you know. But we're talking multiples. Well, if you go out there and look at the, there's a video out there called Hillary's America, man. It seems like she's been double dealing for quite some time. Now, as far as the political candidates, I really can't say that I can trust any of them because we know how the system functions. And I want to make a disclaimer. First off, I want everybody to know that I'm not anti-government. I'm not... nor is any of the affiliated networks with me anti-government. We're anti-corruption. You know, you need some sort of government. You need some sort of organization. See, if as long as the government understands that the only reason why they're there is because we put down a set of laws that we want for everybody's safety and or health or whatever, and their only job there is to basically enforce those laws, you know, and make sure that everything runs smoothly as representative. But it seems to me and many, many others out here in this world that the doggone laws, they're one-sided. They only apply to the citizens, you know. So whenever you sign up to be a congressman or a senator or running for president of these United States, and laws no longer apply to you, diplomatic immunity kind of stuff. Well, that's kind of ridiculous if you ask me, because I also posted a video on there called The Dots. I encourage you to watch this Dots. It essentially talks about government for dummies. you just got to watch it. I can't explain it to you, and you just got to watch it. And if you really let it sink in and you think about why it is that everybody fears the government so much, it's kind of ridiculous whenever you get down to the actual workings of how this works. Because, you know, that United States Constitution, it said, "We the people," all right? And it said it in the boldest print on that entire document, that we the people are the government. You know, we hold the last word, so to speak. And some of the guys and gals up there in the administrations up there seem to have forgotten that, all right? And they take an oath to serve and protect and uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that kind of stuff. And then they get up there and they bonk their head and they got a concussion and they can't remember all the crimes they committed. So, you know, hey, you got to feel bad for me because I got this problem going on. But I still want to be president, because if I'm president, I can help finish off the work that the last knucklehead did, who was also involved in the same kind of criminality. You are you kidding me? I mean, come on, folks. It's you know, this whole deal, whenever they first got into this last administration, when they first got in, they did this big, massive purge, right? They purged military guys. They purged people that didn't agree with them. You know, they got special Supreme Court elected stuff, and it went on and on. Basically, they cleaned house and set it up with anybody who wasn't going to disagree with them. And I'm kind of thinking it's really good idea to have any administration have somebody in the crowd that disagrees with them, so they got some sort of at least conversation going on or checks and balances. Well, this lady can't remember what she did with these emails or didn't do with these emails, or whether she had 13 unsecured phones or actually there's supposedly a laptop floating around out there with a bunch of information that they can't find. Alright, and then, you know, so for any nation, if you got secrets and you don't want everybody and his brother to know what you got going on, then maybe you might not want to put this lady in charge of holding that information. If you understand what I'm saying. Anyway, so she's got this this problem where she can't remember that stuff. Well, what happens whenever she actually steps foot in there and then she's got the power to send the military out, you know? And I keep going back to the whole deal in Libya and what she, the way that she acted, it was like the scariest all get out, because this lady was like talking about a human life, alright? Now keep in mind, some folks don't like, what was that dude's name? Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi or so, oh, is it Muammar or Omar? I can't remember. Can you remember? I see your lips moving, but I don't hear your microphone.
No, I don't. I was also shaking my head.
Oh.
Let me turn that off.
All right. Well, anyway, what happened when they went over there, they pretty much brutalized that man. He didn't necessarily see him being hauled in for a trial. They murdered him right there in the doggone street. Well, she's like in there, and they give her the news and all that kind of stuff, and she's wringing her hands and smiling all like a kid at a candy store and saying, "We came, we saw, and he's dead, you know, ha ha ha," you know, like that's creepy as all get out, because who in the heck, I don't care if somebody's a bad guy, you know, you go to a place where there's somebody going to have the, go through the death penalty or something like that, you know, after they've been through the entire system and had done something that warrants that extreme. You don't sit there and laugh and joyful about it. I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there that probably would, because then not everybody's got scruples or more decent morals. That's a human life that just went down. And for somebody to take joy in that, I mean, it was freaky. And that's what she did. It's all on video. You know, it's not up for debate anymore. I mean, I guess you could... Well, again, get technical and say that somebody might have green screened her face on some other freaky freako and then jacked it like that, but...
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is my United States of whatever.
Yeah. And then when she's out there being grilled by the doggone Congress, she's all like, at this point, what difference does it make, you know? And I'm like, well, number one, because the man has the authority to ask you the question, but somebody died, number two, and you are under oath to speak the truth. That's what difference it makes, and it makes a lot of difference to the American people or the families of the ones who got murdered because the doggone help didn't come. You know, the cavalry didn't show up. They kept asking for somebody, "Hey, man, we got some problems over here. Can you send more security?" And no, they didn't do it. Rejected, denied, ignored, and then at the last point when they were actually under attack, instead of sending the military in, the cavalry to rush in to rescue them, two of the guys, they actually went in anyway without being told they can go in. They knew their people was in trouble, so they rushed in to help them out. You know, they figured they'd take the heat later. But by the time they got there and got pinned down themselves and they're calling for help in there, nobody came to the rescue. Now, basically, where I come from, they left you out. They left you out hanging out to dry, man. You're setting ducks, and that nobody had their back, and so people died. And so to get to the bottom of the whole deal, you know, was whether it was political because there was illegal gun running or whatever the heck they were doing shenanigans behind the scenes that they didn't want to get caught for. They didn't send no to the round table. I think we got some shenanigans. Oh, we're encoding again. Hooray! All right, well, you want to jump over there and check the stream and make sure it's going. Alright, so you might shut your video down too. That might drag it out.
What video? I ain't got no video.
Oh, okay, cool.
Video's been off for a while.
Alright, so now we had a technical difficulty. I hope it didn't cut out there, so somebody let me know. Anyway, so here's all these reasons why this lady probably shouldn't be in charge of the doggone the highest office in the United States. And so where do we go to from here? I'd say you're going to have to get out there and get to electing somebody different. And you're going to have to keep a really close eye on the votes. You know, like one for you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for me, one for you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for me, and so on. That's basically how the election goes on that side of the street. So you got to be real careful about that. Anyway, the lady had a concussion, but now she's good to go. She's going to run for president. I'm not opposed to a woman president as long as she's going to do the doggone job set out there, you know. But the whole, I can't remember because I got a headache or bonked my nose or what. That ain't going to cut it, man. Not for the commander-in-chief of the military. You know, if anybody's got the authority to send your men and women out to do battle with the supposed enemy out there, better have their facts straight. Better know who's got what and when. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let me take a quick breather. I'm going to throw on a quick, short little tune, and I'm going to check something out real quick. All right. Stay tuned.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps.
I'm away. Yeah, King Shaziz, the brutal, the ruthless, the
terrible singer.
Mama don't, homie don't play that. rule with an iron fist. Tough guy. Anyway,
you forgot Knucklehead.
Yeah, Knucklehead. Wait a second. Hold on. We can't have that. What's that? A horse. My kingdom for a horse.
I think you're cheap, man. I'm not selling my kingdom for anything less than a talking horse.
Oh, yeah, like that one Francis the Mule. That'd be a good one.
Wilbur.
So anyway, basically what we were talking about was, a certain candidate out there, no names mentioned, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Oh, here we go. We're going to get blasted again, ain't we? I don't know if we got hack-jacked or just drawing a crowd or whatever, but for some reason we had a little issue. But I think we got it worked out now. Hopefully that'll stay that way. So anyway, I'm just saying, I'm asking the common sense question out there. If this lady got an injury bad enough that she can't remember where some of the really important classified emails did or didn't go, or where certain said laptop is or isn't, or why somebody of her crew did or didn't smash 13 cell phones that were unsecured with possible text, evidence. Don't they call that tampering with evidence? When there's like an investigation going on?
Yep.
Alright, so the average Joe would have been all off in the pokey. But no, not this crew. No, they've done a few things and, been accused of much more than a few things, and some folks end up not faring so well in the process of this. You know, they kind of like end up committing suicide or ended up in ravines or buried under the back porch. Suppressed. That's a polite way to say it. So you get suppressed, but man, it sounded like, from everything that I heard from all the investigations, from everything going on, that the White House was used like the Motel 6, man. If you had enough money, you could go stay at the Motel 6 house, White House thing. That's pretty good, man. But I'm saying, you better have some really good food if you're going to be paying that kind of money for donations to a charity that... Wait, we gotta throw up the air quotes again. Charity. Huh. All right. Okay. So maybe they're being nice to folks and they're out there feeding the masses and taking care of everybody with that all that money they're raking in. You think? Doggone it! Somebody keep tampering with the stream or something. Anyway, we'll leave that particular one alone for the moment. We'll jump on over here to the how the government works deal. Alright, how does the government work? Well, there's a video called the DOTS. It's not called the DOTS. It's called Government for Dummies. And essentially it talks about how there's like a million people and just a few tiny little bits of people that are actually the government, and how the government actually functions, as far as they got another little gang with them called the enforcers that you just have to go watch the video, man. I ain't doing it any justice, but I think that if
you keep saying that,
what
it sounds like you're about to try to start describing it anyway though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. When you come down to talking about how this world needs to be repaired, doggone it, this thing keeps showing it's disconnecting from the server. Alright, well, I've got to wait for the doggone thing to come back on, I guess. I'll just keep on rolling with the punches. It's ridiculous. Do. Anyway. So.
Somebody's trying to be slick.
Yeah. This is an intentional attack again, man. Yeah, because you can't talk to that many people about stuff like that. Somebody's messing with the doggone server button. Let me go. I'm gonna have to do something here. All right. So according to that, we're coding again. I'm gonna have to keep an eyeball on this one because somebody mucking around. All right. Well. So anyway, my point is this, folks. When you talk about the right things, you can get all the airtime you want. But when you talk about the wrong things, you either crash your servers or you got some sort of alphabet soup out there pushing buttons on you. And that's the way it goes. But I'll get this message out because I'll keep this stream going even when the shenanigans are going, because on my side it records and there will be a podcast going on. And so regardless of what happens, this show will go on. I guarantee you that. So all you alphabet soups out there, you're playing your shenanigans or whatever, I don't care. Go ahead. We'll work it out. Me and Thomas will have a conversation just like we always do on the Knights of the Round Table, and then we'll just put it out there on multiple networks, and by that time it's out there. Everywhere. All over the place.
You're going to
get killed, aren't you? Yeah. Hey, lock your front door, man, because those guys in the ricochet are going to show up. Anyway, so my point about bringing this whole deal up is that, here we are, election time, 2016, things are getting a little bit on the crazy side, and propaganda's flying every direction. Propaganda's flying like poo hitting the fan, Thomas. It's
poo
everywhere.
The fan, huh?
Yeah. Hopefully the fan's faced in their direction and it all comes back their way, because we don't need all that shenanigans going on. But, I think the fate of the world is at stake here. Maybe the world would do fine without the United States, alright? Let's just say hypothetically the United States just like went that totally downhill and it's gone, alright? And then the rest of the world out there, we could analyze their forms of government and the way that they treated their people or treating their people these days, and maybe there are some forms out there that are good. Maybe there are some that might even be better, I don't know. Because I ain't never lived there. But what I can tell you is that when the U.S. goes down as an ally to all the rest of the nations out there in the world, there's some folks out there now that the big boy on the block ain't standing behind the little kid, then they might just want to feel a little bit froggy. What do you think? You think other people out there would jump on a nation if we weren't no longer allies with them?
I don't know.
It's hard to say. But either way, I don't want to put that kind of power in anybody else's hands as far as like UN groups or whatever like that, because, the Constitution, for whatever you may think of it, it's checks and balances. You got the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch of government. Now, used properly, that's a tool. That's a tool that can be used by the people, for the people, and so on. And they, if the...
The problem is... The terminology is still the same, but the meaning has changed.
Yeah.
It went from its checks and balances to keep everything on the even keel to let's throw some checks on the balances. Here's a $6 million check on this balance. Is it level now for me? Is
yeah.
It level enough for me?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, this it's turned into a money making deal. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. When they're making sure you can't look and see what's going on, so that you can't see if they got their thumb on the scale.
That sounds about right, man. Honestly, and people got to realize that they're going to have to get out there and they're going to have to really seriously pay attention. They're going to have to really seriously do some research. They're going to have to really seriously want to preserve this nation. Otherwise, it's going to go down the hill. I don't know if if old Donald Trump's going to be able to save this country or not, or if he's the man for the job or not. But as far as the people are out here saying, the people pretty much like the guy because he's anti-establishment. At least that's the character we get up front. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, will he follow through with his plans and do what it is that he said and make the world, country good again, you know, bring some factories in and all that?
The problem I see right now is we got two choices because nobody will vote a third party. They're afraid if they vote third, then they're just throwing their vote away.
Yep.
Which it's the third party votes that are actually going to determine which of those two gets in there. If all those third party votes would go the other direction and go away from voting for either one of those two, we'd end up with somebody else in office as long as the voting wasn't tampered with.
Well, there's libertarian candidates running out there and other parties running out there. So if everybody gets educated and goes for broke on one of the other ones, then maybe they can do it.
Yeah, the problem is we got two choices. We can either look like complete jerks to the rest of the world, racist, people who don't know what they're talking about, or we can end up in a nuclear war.
Yeah. So it's the lesser of two evils. What are we going
to
pick?
Well, it's not necessarily the lesser of two evils. You look awful enough to the rest of the world, you might end up in a nuclear war anyway. It just may take longer.
Yeah.
You know? Or you may end up in an economic war with the rest of the entire world where, you know, because of something that Trump did, they pull everything off the dollar standard and start using rubles or something, you know?
Yeah.
And if they did that, all the power that we have with our buying and sell right now would go away. You wouldn't be getting cheap goods from China anymore.
Hmm.
I'm not saying that that might not be a bad thing. I mean, we start arresting all these corporate people that work in the corporations from all the way from the owner all the way down for the crimes that we would consider crimes in our country if they were committed as far as the manufacturing facilities and whatnot that they're doing in other countries by making them an account. Because, I mean, if you're buying from a company that's using child labor in a mine without any, not even having respirators or anything like that, then you're actually an accomplice in that crime.
Well, I totally agree.
I don't care if there's a separation between you and them of a country border, you're still committing a crime.
I fully agree. There's folks in the chocolate industry that have some pretty questionable dealings going on. There's folks in the gold industry that have some questionable deals going on. And when I say questionable, I'm just trying to be in the middle, all right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if we change our laws here in the U.S. to where we hold people accountable for what they do when they're outside the U.S., then we could literally stop this mess that we've got as far as all the economic damage that we're constantly having by tons of goods coming in from the country and nothing but raw resources going out. I hear the argument, oh, well, then those people won't have jobs and those kids that are working in those mines will end up, you know, starving to death or blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, what'll happen because they rely on our purchasing? Is they're going to have to actually give those kids respirators? They're going to have to make sure that it's their parents working instead of them working in there, that they're at least 16 and, you know, not like, you know, 4 and 5 and 6 years old.
Yeah.
So they can continue selling goods to us, you know?
Well,
because once no one's willing to buy from them because their government is going to basically hold them accountable for what they're purchasing, Their sales are going to go straight to the floor, and they're not going to be selling anything. They're going to very quickly look and see why that is. I mean, if you want to know just how effective it is to call somebody out on something, go buy something from China on eBay, and when they don't do right on you, give them negative feedback.
Yeah,
they kiss your behind to get that feedback off of there, because that actually interferes with their sales on eBay. They gotta have those sales.
Well, then maybe there should be some sort of deal out there where people who have, you know, the Better Business Bureau was kind of like that. that whenever you had a problem with a business that you could actually go lodge a complaint. But I found out that it's not as good as you'd think it is anymore. I mean, just kind of like what you said, how eBay works the deal. They got a rating system on buyers and sellers, and you'll get so many stars for every good deal that you do. Well, the Better Business Bureau used to be something like that. And if you want to go do business with somebody, you could actually go down and check out and see if there was any complaints against them, you know, and tell you what's what. And there are some websites out there to some extent like that. But I think there ought to be a better resource for people to actually be able to say things like, hey, this is the research that was done on this company right here. They got children working for them in unsafe conditions that should be in school as opposed to...
They do have something like that. We just need to start using it for that.
Where's it at?
WikiLeaks.
Oh, well, there you go. There's at least something to get that message out to people if you want to check on a company and find out where they're buying their products from before you buy.
Just need to start using it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can vote with your dollars pretty well, too. To some extent, you can't affect the government that way because they have control over the banking system that basically, you know, determines how many zeros there are out there for people to fight over.
Yeah.
That's something else needs to be changed, too. That's got to be made transparent, and don't allow them to just start randomly producing extra money so that they can... and pump it into the money supply so they can basically, you know, fund something that they want to do that we really don't want to be involved in.
I would say vote with your dollars as far as your financial that you go out there and buy and sell stuff all day long because that'll send a message to the companies that are buying the stuff that you don't approve. And maybe even jot down a letter and send them, hey, this is why I didn't buy from you. Because this is what I understand. If you can clarify this, say this isn't really going on and show me proof. Otherwise, then I might come back and be a customer of yours. And
well, this is kind of what I was talking about before, the buyer power.
Yeah.
The corporations and the companies have been evolving since forever. I mean, they've always been evolving. But the consumer hasn't really evolved much since like the general store era where, you know, you had a local store in your town and that was it. You know, you never got anything from anywhere else unless it was ordered through that general store. And if we evolved as a consumer base, because, you know, and this is part of the evolution, you have to realize you are not in a vacuum. The second you are interacting with other people like another business, like a business, you are now no longer in a vacuum. That means that you are interacting with something that other people are also interacting with, and that's exactly what cells in your body do. So we are all individual cells in the body that if we decide, like those dots you were talking about, to go a different direction, we can totally throw the scale off balance and make those people aware of what they've been up to.
Yep.
So, you know, you go ahead and use boycotts and stuff like that. Well, that's, you know, the beginning of the evolution. But the next step is to realize when you're working with something that there's more than one competitor to buy from, you can literally shift your weight from competitor to competitor so that you don't have to go without. You can still keep buying what you need, but you're starving one of them out. And if they're working in a cabal, the second one of them breaks their little rule in there, their faith and their trust in that whole cabal is ruined. The whole thing will come crumbling down like the house of cards that it is, and then you'll get real prices on everything.
Yeah.
You do that with gasoline. I mean, don't buy from Shell, you know, until they cave in and give you the price you want. That's a revolving boycott.
Well,
once they come down to the price you want, you start boycotting Exxon.
The
until they give you the next increment down, another 25 cents less, another 25 cents less.
Yeah.
And when you'll know you hit the bottom when one of them goes out of business. When they go bankrupt and fail, you'll know that's where the price should have been all along. And it's, as far as I'm concerned, I have no pity for whichever one it is that goes out of business because they were involved in that scandal that basically drove the prices so high that it ended up making hard for everybody to live anyway.
Yeah. The problem that I see is kind of like in that video, the dots, is that for the most part, the American people are kind of, it's kind of a heavy word, but kind of docile. I mean, they're like, unless it's, you know, like extreme, we just go ahead and trust the government. You know, how bad could it be anyway?
There's a laziness factor that's inherent in humans, which ends up leading to an ignorance factor. Not a stupidity factor, an ignorance factor. As Raymond put, a lack of knowledge. And to some degree, it's something that could be dealt with, but it's not being dealt with because it takes more energy to learn than it does to not learn.
Well,
and we're being drained so hard every day, made sick and, you know, feeling like, you know, there's no chance, so you got depression and all these other issues that make it really hard to decide not to be docile, not to to just go with the flow.
Well, from what I can see right now is, once again, we're not anti-government. We're anti-corruption or anti-ignorance, anti-stupidity, whatever. It's what's going on, as far as I can see, is that the dots are kind of like they don't want to rock the boat, right? Well, I'm saying that this is the time right now where you should be rocking the boat. The captain is taking us over the falls in a barrel, and now would be the time to rock the boat and get his attention and say, wait a second, we don't want to go over the falls in a barrel. All right? And I got to catch up on a couple good points that Stephen Gibbons pointed in the chat room right there. One of them had to do with the cell phone debacle there, you know, the 13 cell phone. Now, I'll try to keep things down so we don't get rocked again on the deal, but anyway, he said, the only other profession I know where you need more than one phone is a drug dealer. That sounds kind of close to the, he just threw one of them redneck cannonballs over the bow of the flat bottom boat. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, redneck cannonball, for those of you who don't know, is a called a hedge apple or a Missouri orange, or some of them call them horse apples. And I just did a video about turning those into batteries because you told me it had citric acid in it and it worked. Alright, so anyway, and then also down further is a keyword there, Thomas. If the votes aren't tampered with, there is more than enough evidence that they are. And yeah, that's boy, that's a given right there, because it's like almost like they don't even care that they're getting caught anymore. Things are just getting, when a section of the society gets more votes than the actual population of the society, I would say there's a potential that the numbers are askew. Does that sound plausible to you?
Right.
And it happens. It happened during the 2008 election and probably thereafter. but these so-called establishment or behind the scenes or secret societies or international bankers or, you know, the money man running the show, you got to send a strong message to them. You're going to have to send as many people as you can to stand right there next to the voting box and keep an eye on it. All right? Like, stand back far enough where you ain't intimidating nobody, but stand there with, like, the binoculars and just focus in on that doggone thing. Make sure ain't nobody, you know, shuttling.
Or you come up with a system that can't be tampered with anymore.
Yeah, tamper-proof voting deal. That way, and
we already have, this is the thing, man. The mentality has not evolved with the technology. We're still suffering from the same issue that the woman who basically tried to dry her dog off in the microwave is suffering. We're not using the technology that's available to us properly. And to some degree, it's because there are too few people that actually understand enough about how it works. They don't have to understand enough to be able to build it. They just have to understand enough on how to properly use it. We have this thing with the Bitcoin called the blockchain that's been being used before Bitcoin even came along for torrenting and all kinds of other stuff to send information over the internet in pieces, and it can be reassembled on the other side. And the only way to not only reassemble it, but to see the original file or even tamper with the file is if he got the key. You see?
Yeah.
And with Bitcoin, the peer-to-peer networks, they decentralize that so that many, many, many people can all hold up their key. And if you got two or three people that's got a key and it doesn't match, then you're like, no, you got the wrong key, because all the rest of us got this other key. So we're not using that, you know? So, or we've got this other information. Your information must be wrong. It must be corrupt.
So what I'm hearing you say is the technology's already available to ensure that there ain't no tampering going on.
Yeah, just need to get a completely open and transparent system where you've got, like, say, you know, a vote coin that's made.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you do something and that makes a coin that's, you know, got like a stamp of some sort on it that you can only have one of, that other people can check on. You know, Social Security number is actually something that they use quite a bit. So, I mean, you could use a Social Security number. So unless you got more than one Social Security number, you only got one vote. And once it's cast into the system, it can't be tampered with. So if you cast it this way or that way, it's there forever.
Yep.
Unless they literally go through and change every single computer on the planet till they have literally changed over 51% of those computers to change your vote, the vote will keep getting, and since it's constantly checking up every time people log in, they'd have to do it within, you know, seconds. Literally, over 50% of the computers have to be changed within seconds.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking about this deal right here. If a person went up to vote and you had one of those machines that would, whatever your vote is, would make you a hard copy of it. You know, something that, not paper, just something that would be a hard copy, like maybe even an actual coin. This is your vote, and you can put that in your pocket. And then if there's a question of who voted for who and it didn't come down the way it was supposed to, then you could actually run all those people back through with a coin counter. Yeah, whoever got one coin and puts it through there, that's the vote, and it'll calculate it out right. And then whoever comes up there with a whole pocket full of coins with a bunch of dead folks' names on it, you take them, haul them off to jail.
Well, the problem, too, is at least with that, you could recount everything. Because there doesn't necessarily have to be a bunch of people voting with, you know, dead people's votes. They could just literally be changing the number.
Yep.
So you need a system, too, that's easy to set up so that anyone can have access to it and look at it. Or build their own, you know, so they can go through and check your numbers. So you build a voting box system that's connected to the internet. That's easy enough that, you know, somebody can make one in every town, and then everybody in town can show up and drop their coin in that box, and it actually registers after it passes through the box and out the other side what the tally was online.
Well,
you know, like you could do it, and then everybody in Missouri could show up and you know, run through it. Everybody in Kansas could, you know, pop across the border and do it. I could do it, and everybody come through and, you know, go through from Oklahoma and do it.
Yeah.
And when they get done, you know, they can go to somebody else down the street and do it again. So there, you know, you could literally look at a web page that literally looks at clusters of what these individuals have input from their machines, and the larger numbers that are, you know, that are all matching are going to be the ones that you go with. The ones that are the smaller numbers, or if they're not matching anybody else's stuff, you just, you know, ignore those, because that means somebody was tampering with that or they did something wrong.
Yep. Well, with flash drive technology, you could actually probably make a system that would record on the flash drive the same time it recorded your vote on the computer there. That way you actually have a copy that you can take home and open up the file and look and see exactly what was put on there.
Or they could just make a miniature CD version.
Yeah, something.
The CD's the size of like a coin, like a quarter or something like that.
That way, if there's
if you write to it, it's written in stone, because the only way to change that data that's on that disk,
yeah,
if it's a write once and you know, that's it thing, is to scratch it, you know, and at that point it's ruined.
Yep. That would be
boat is thrown down the tubes.
That would be the best go, because when people lose faith in their government and that your vote don't even count, and people's always talking about not voting, those folks who are not voting, they do just as much damage as the folks who are voting with the dead folks. Because if you're not voting because you don't trust either candidate, you're not putting your 2 cents worth in out there as far as go vote for a Green Party guy. Vote for yourself. Cast that vote. That's your constitutional duty and right.
Vote
man.
For Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, vote for Mickey Mouse. I voted for myself 1 year for president. Ain't no joke.
People say that's wasting a vote too. But the fact is that if you have too many people showing up voting for a non-existent character like that, that shows that you don't trust anybody, and it's showing basically that the public does not trust the list.
Yep.
What they need to do is whenever it shows up that more people are voting for somebody like Mickey Mouse than there are any of the real candidates, they need to wipe the slate clean, reset the system, and go ahead and get all new people up on there to try to run.
Yep.
You know? Well, start polling and ask people, why are you not voting for these people? Give me the reason why you're not voting for this one. You know, let's see what's going on here.
One other comment that Stephen Gibbons posted in there, and I think I'm back up to date as far as comments in the chat room. He said, all corporations exploit people. That's the only way they can exist, to exploit employees, customers. They exist to shareholders profit from others. Well, essentially, it's a money game out there, folks.
They can only do that in order to exist because everybody else is doing it. If nobody else was able to do it, then they wouldn't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's where I was trying to go with that.
There ain't no system out there that other than corruption that we can't have a win-win for everybody.
That's right, because even like the DOTS video with the government for dummies, is that the corporations for dummies. Believe it or not, the people outnumber the corporations as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Yeah, they
without the customers, the corporation can't exist.
So if people started exercising their true powers, the power of their words, the power of their pen, the power of their money, and really seriously paying attention to what's going on. I mean, there are folks out there that really go to the extremes to ensure that who they vote for is a proper candidate. But once again, can you guarantee that their vote is going to be counting, right? And if there's any shenanigans to be going on, and then people start losing their faith in the election process, well, then you got problems. You know what? One of the Islamic states or whatever, one of the Middle Eastern countries, they make you dip your finger in like purple dye or something like that, well, so you can't vote again. Well, maybe that's where we have to go, man. Everybody's got a purple thumb or red thumb voted for a Republican, and everybody who got a blue thumb voted for a Democrat, and so a show of thumbs, right? Count them out. And that way you'll know, man. It's just that the system's going to continue to go the same direction as long as... Here's a good example. You got a mom who loves her kid so much that she will literally cover up for everything he does. And she will actually even help him get some of the illegal or whatever substances that he may or may not be stuck on. And so she basically enables his lifestyle to remain in the exact same way. And, you know, while she's frustrated and tells all her friends how bad her son's been acting, you know, and I love him, I don't want him to go to jail, but I can't do this anymore or whatever, the more she keeps enabling him, the more she keeps him out of jail, the more she lets him know that she will always be there to back him up, and so he'll do whatever he wants to do. He ain't got no reason to change. There's a better word for that, but no, you know, whenever you're like, oh, I hate it when I get a loss for words, but either way, if you're enabling that person to be able to, you know, do the things that are causing the problems and not allowing them to actually have to suffer any consequence, then they're going to continue to keep on doing it until either something catastrophic happens or it's so bad that you just can't help them anymore. You see what I mean? And that's what the American people are essentially allowing their representatives to do to this country, is they're allowing the people that they are supposed to be up there representing to, we're enabling them. We enable them every time we go shopping because, you know, certain groups or certain political backgrounds or whatever, corporations that fund certain candidates and all the way down the line. I mean, it's so twisted that the average Joe is overwhelmed when they even go to look into what's going on. So, we got a battle going on. It's going to be an uphill battle to try to get this situation under control. But if we're going to be like a shining beacon out there for the rest of the world of freedom and, I hate to say the word democracy, because the United States hasn't never been a democracy or a representative republic. And if your elected officials don't even recognize that we're a representative republic, which holds their feet to the fire more than a democracy, because in a democracy, mob rules. If 100 people say the one guy should die, guess what? The one guy dies. That ain't how it works here. You have representatives that go forth and represent you for every district and so on. But if your representatives are corrupt and taking money out of the cookie jar or getting paid behind the scenes and votes are being skewed and basically the mafia runs the show. And if you're an honest guy trying to do an honest job in the seat of power because somehow or another you made your way through to that seat, then you got to watch your back. Well, the key is everyone out here should be watching that person's back. When you know that individual's doing a good job, you should be watching their back. You tell them, look, we know what you're up to, and if you hurt this man, we're coming after you, not your cronies over here. We're coming after you personally. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Until the spotlight shine on the roach, he's going to be out there riding and doing whatever he wants. But you shine that spotlight and watch him scurry. They'll all head for every crack and crevice. Why do you think they want gun control, man? Ain't got nothing to do with your safety because they don't care about your safety. They got they got armies of security for them personally. They got lots of money in their wallet. They eat at fancy restaurants, most of the time on your dime because it's tax deductible because of their job. But if they're not doing the job, then they shouldn't.
Corruptible.
Yeah. If they're not doing the job you paid them for, why should they be eating your bread too, man? It's like they're coming in there eating America out of house and home and robbing them blind. And, you know, I honestly knew some folks that could literally walk in your house and walk out with your house. I'm talking about the whole house, man. You know, have you ever heard the term sticky fingers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of politicians out there got some really sticky fingers. And when they get caught... Well, I had a concussion at the time when you asked me that question. I can't remember. No.
Well, I had a case of yes.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yep, that's it. That's it exactly. So, all the other nations out there need to hold their elected officials just as accountable as over here, you know. And I like the checks and balances. I think Russia needs to be Russia, China needs to be China, and Japan needs to be Japan, and you know, so on. All the nations out there, we need all those checks and balances. We need a couple tough guys on the block, the referee, and a couple, you know, kind of like the system sort of is. And we need to make sure that whoever is standing there holding a red button doesn't have the potential of having a seizure while the finger's on the red button. Because you have a seizure and you launch off 10 or 15 nukes before the seizure's over, that could potentially be a problem. It could be an environmental hazard. It could definitely be a health hazard. It could, like, really give you a bad name in the community out there when the nukes start to fly. You might not have too many friends. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Common sense has to dictate, because if it doesn't, then we're just doomed, man. We're going over the falls in the barrel with the madman at the wheel. Over there, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, we came, we saw, we destroyed it all. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Dang, I got on that bug there, and guess what? Right after I got on that bug, we got blopped again. We're encoding again. They came back. Oh, ain't that a hoot? Alright, well, you're not getting my podcast, I'm telling you. I'll have it on flash drive, I'll have it on hard drive, I'll have it on hard copy. I'll even print it out in paper. The whole script, and nothing but the script.
So help you God?
Yeah, so help me anybody. So, it's coming out. It's coming out. And this is the way the average Joe out there thinks, man. I'm telling you from my point of view. They'll tell you from their points of view. But if you ask the average Joe how many individuals trust their government, you're gonna find out that very few people out there trust the government. It's not that they're anti-government. It's that they're anti-corruption. There's only so many times you can lie in somebody's face before they no longer trust you. And when the pictures don't match the paper or the facts or whatever are all skewed, when two or three or four different news stations are telling the same exact story or a completely different story, when the person themselves is saying whatever needs to be said to get elected, like Congressman Bongwater, at least he's honest about it. He said, elect me, I'll screw you on taxes. You know? So when I get the government spending under my control, you know, that's the whole thing. If you're going to put your tax dollars out there, you know, at the threat of, if you don't put your tax dollars out there, you may go to jail. If you're going to put your tax dollars out there at the air quotes, quote marks, at the voluntary wheel of yourself, pay your taxes, alright, without no guy behind the scene pointing something at you that he shouldn't be, like a gun or whatever, billy club, whatever weapon they got on them that they're going to say, if you don't pay your taxes, we're going to come and seize your property, which, yeah. To me, if you own something, you should own it, period, outright. Nobody can come steal it from you. I mean, here's the deal. Thomas, I come over to your house and steal your VCR. Do you still have a VCR? It may be a DVD player. What's modern?
Yeah.
If I come over there and steal your internet service, Thomas, I'm probably going to go to jail if I get caught. Man.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
But these folks, they can get by with a lot of stuff, man. And they'll tell you on the news, oh, it wasn't me. Or like the famous deal, Richard Nixon, I'm not a crook.
Shoot.
Or Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, he didn't do that. He said that woman.
Oh, yeah, that woman.
He distanced himself from her. That's one of those things where you can see, tell someone's a liar.
Yeah, well,
They won't say what it is that they're actually, they're actually looking at or talking to, if it's a person, because they gotta basically dehumanize them.
Yeah, there have been a few lies pulled out there, man. A lot of Whitewater, what's the other scandal that was Nixon was involved with?
I don't even know, man. It's been too long.
There are so many different scandals out there, I can't even remember the names of all of them, but every time you turn around, there's all some sort of scandal going on out there. And these folks pulling these scandals seem to somehow or another, you know, they take a pass. They diplomatic immunity. And then, whenever some of them do get thrown off in the pokey or the jailhouse or the slammer, the hooscow, the clink, whatever, prison, then if their elected official, their candidate of choice, whatever you want to say, gets up in there, they're selected, not elected. Watergate, that's it. Thanks, Stephen. Stephen gave
it. That's what I said.
Oh, did you? I missed it. Sorry. Anyway, when
you wasn't talking.
Whenever you get you right guy in the White House and you're up in the hooscow, the slammer, the clink, the pokey, the jailhouse, you know, the
jailhouse rock.
Yeah, when you're up in there, all you got to do is have your buddy, who's now the commander in chief of the military, pardon you on his way out the door. Oh yeah, presidential pardon. Y'all can go free now. And then everybody out there, the citizens out there, looking at you like, jive turkey, did you just do that? Yeah, I did. Diplomatic immunity. Yeah, that's the way it works, man. That stinks. Yes, mm-hmm. Steven says we're cutting in and out on the stream, so be patient, folk. We'll get the podcast up and running after, so if you could, you know, be able to rehear it, it'll be a clear version without all doggone interruptions. But, you know, there's a internet kill switch that they're talking about out there, and actually a guy named Grindall did a video on it, where essentially before they went, the police went in to get somebody, they actually killed this person too that they went in to get. They cut their internet stream before they went in, and so essentially, you know, nobody could witness what was going on inside that doggone house. And right. So the technology is available for them to literally tamper with your internet stream. They don't like what you're saying, they'll shut you down. And that's kind of a scary deal, because you're supposed to have freedom of speech. You're supposed to have the right to speak out, a right to a redress of grievance. You're supposed to have...
Right, your voice not supposed to just be silenced as if it never happened.
And so what we're doing here is our legal right. We're not out of here advocating an overthrow of the government. We're just out here talking about a candidate that we do may or may not trust. You know, and whenever there's a long list, I mean, long, when I talk about a long list, I mean, shoot, man, you could probably wrap it around this planet once or twice of questionable dealings with said certain candidate, then you may or may not want to pay attention to it, depending on whether you care about your government and your country or not. You know, and if you go to vote for somebody just because they're a woman, or their color, their race, or their political background, or maybe because of their religious views or something like that, because they say they're conservative or a liberal, if you just go vote for a label, then you get what you got right now. You know, you better have an informed, educated vote whenever you go out there to pull that lever for anybody. Because literally, your children's future's lives and, you know, the state of the nation rely on getting the right folks in there. And supposedly, according to the way the rule book was set up, the way that the government was supposed to run, is if you don't trust your government and your government's doing all kinds of tyrannical things, you're supposed to be able to get in there and abolish said government and start over fresh if necessary.
Yeah.
And so that's in the rule book. And they signed on and swore an oath to protect that rule book. And now once they're actually in the seat of power, what rule book? I didn't see no constitution. Did you see a constitution, man? Or they say crazy things like the Constitution's an outdated document or a living document that can be changed at will. No, it can't be changed at will unless you have a constitutional crisis and you actually call a constitutional convention to get in there and change that document, then that document is law. And folks need to hold that document as tight as they can and ensure that they preserve it, because as it depletes, you don't get it back at all. So, Stephen puts in here, as George Carlin says, it's a big club and you ain't in it. Mm-hmm. And as Groucho says, I would like to join a club so I can hit you with it. That's pretty much what they do, man. That's brilliant. You ain't in the club, and if you give them any lip, they'll hit you with the club.
Yep.
That sound plausible there? Hey, if you talk about it, you're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy nut of epic proportions. You're a potential terrorist because you don't trust your government. I'm here to say to all the alphabet suits out there, first I got to get their attention. Bomb, gun, terrorist. What's that other word? Ricochet. There was something else. Got to say one of them keywords so the echelon guys will listen in. Now, what was my point that I was trying to get to?
Then I forgot.
Oh, doggone it, and it was a good one. While I got their doggone attention, the club, getting hit by the club, shoot, I can't even spark the memory now. Man, I should be running for president because I can't remember what I was just going to say.
Man.
Anyway, doggone it, man, and that was a good one, too. You go, hold on out there, guys, from the alphabet suit. Just hang in there a bit. I'll remember what it was here in a minute or so. The whole thing is not anti-government. I'm not some sort of terrorist, tinfoil hat wearer, nutcase. When the news tells me one thing to be afraid of, then I might want to stock up on a few things just in case that said terrorist rolls up in my neighborhood. Unless y'all want to stand outside the door and be my private security like the rest of them got. Which I don't think you will. But when they swear an oath to uphold and protect and all that kind of stuff, and they get in there and they do things that are counterproductive, then it is my job to question it, according to that rule book. Now, I know what I had to say was something to do with that rule book and Stephen's comment about being in the club and you ain't in it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But either way, doggone it, what was that? Ah, I'll get it. Anyway, the whole mess, it's all going to have to be cleaned up a little bit at a time, man. Tiny steps at a time, because this place didn't get this way overnight. And it probably isn't going to get repaired overnight. It's going to take a long road and a lot of checks and balances and paying attention to what in heck's going on out there. And if the folks out there that are actually trying to do a good job, if you're out there and you're supporting them and you're backing them and you're staying educated in your votes and trying to, basically follow that rule book right there. Kind of like the whole do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's kind of like what that rule book says right there. And it also says that the government can't run amok over the top of you.
Right.
They're supposed to be there to serve and protect. That's it. When they take a public office, they become a public servant.
That's what I said, man. Public servant. The cameras are pointed the wrong direction, pointing the cameras at private citizens and not watching the government. And we just need to flip those cameras around. Point that if you're in a public office, you get watched 24/7. We don't like what you're doing, you go to jail. Or you're at the very least pulled out of office, you know?
When they do that spy versus spy thing out there, you know, with that Project Echelon or other programs where they pick up keywords and listen in on your phone calls and all that kind of stuff. But the elected officials, they can, get on secured phones and say whatever the heck they want. Hey, man, you want to come over and do some coke, bro? Sure. I'll see you at the White House in 5 minutes. You try that.
You must be thinking of the CIA, man.
Well, hey, everybody's got to be held accountable, but you know, if everybody can just, if it's a free-for-all and everybody can just do what they want, then you seriously got an issue, man. And when it all comes down to it, we're trying to avoid the calamity before the calamity ever stops. We don't want to go over the falls in a barrel. We don't want to go over the cliff in a bus. You know, we don't want to bungee jump with a log chain. It's not smart. You know, when you bungee jump with a log chain, you go down and you stop. The chain stops.
Yeah.
It's no bounce to it, man. No kind of cushion. It's just a poof. Ah! Anyway, hope you got that visual. It's not wise to bungee jump with a log chain. You got to get your people out there to pay attention. You got to get your governments to understand that they're out there honestly working for you, and the ones who don't honestly want to work for you could end up in the jailhouse. You know, that kind of stuff. They have to be held accountable. And as long as they're not going to be held accountable, as long as they find loopholes in the system, the diplomatic immunity, which I think diplomatic immunity should have been gone a long time ago. Because some of the things that are done under the guise of diplomatic immunity would have your average Joe off in the worst part of the jailhouse. You know what I mean? Oh, man. I wish I could remember what the heck it was I was trying to say earlier, because that was important. I had to get their attention so they'd listen in and make sure that they knew, you know, we're going to say what we're going to say. It's our right to say it. It's our duty to say it. And if we find something that isn't right with the government, then guys and gals like me are going to question it. And if you call us tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory, I guess we'll have to wear that tinfoil hat with pride and honor. Because, my God, if the news is telling me that there's a terrorist behind the bush, and then I talk about the terrorist behind the bush, and that makes me a tinfoil hat wearing nutcase because I decided I wanted to prepare for the potentiality that this knucklehead might try to get my family. And now I'm on the list because I'm paranoid of some sort of foreign attack or some sort of one world conspiracy, and then you're going to point the finger at me? There's behind the scenes psychological operations that the government agencies pull all the time on people to try to see how people are going to react to certain things. And then when you're told about it, and then you talk about it, being told about it is one thing. They can tell you about it all you want. They want you to talk about it, because once you talk about it, then you turn around. Now you're a nutcase because you're a conspiracy theorist. It ceases to be a conspiracy when birds start dropping out of the sky. It ceases to be a conspiracy theory when fish start bellying up in the ocean by the masses. It ceases to be a conspiracy theory when you got earthquakes popping off near fracking wells all over the planet. When radioactive water's being dumped in by the gallons, thousands of gallons, into the ocean on one side of the planet, and they're telling you about it on it, and you're worried about the environment, or a company like BP dumps a bunch of Corexit and oil and everything down in the ocean, and people tell you about it, and the news tells you about it, and then you talk about it. Oh no, you're just a tinfoil hat wearing knucklehead conspiracy theorist. You're one of those. But you just got through saying, you see what I mean? That's how they play you like a banjo, folks. They play you like a banjo. You see a video of Hillary Clinton having a doggone seizure on camera, and it's played off like it ain't no big deal. Oh, look, she was just joking around. No, maybe this lady has some serious health problems. You want her having her seizure while she got a finger on the big red button? Popping off about 10 to 15 nukes towards one of either our allies or our enemies? I don't think anybody in the world wants that kind of control for the executive branch of government and somebody who's going to either start World War III or even on the opposite side of the spectrum, lock the place down and become, you know, the next Hitler or what's the other guy? Genghis Khan. You know what I mean? Common sense has got to dictate. We got to get our act together, man. You don't put grandpa, you don't put somebody with, what's that one doggone disease that makes you shake real bad? Thomas, do you know what one I'm talking about? Thomas! There's a disease out there, it's unfortunate, makes you shake real bad. You put that, your grandpa's got it, and you put a shotgun in his hand, and you set him out there in a rocking chair out there on unstable ground and have him protecting the front door, and then hope you don't come home from work at the wrong time. That's essentially what we got going on, man. Really. Do you know
that's if she's not totally lying about it and just pretending to have a seizure in order to basically get out of being indicted.
Well, even that's bad enough, because if she's pretending about it, then obviously she's lying.
That's another lie to the pile of lies.
Yeah, and if she's lying, if she's really having them, then maybe not want to have that lady as the executive branch of government. You know, what? Do you remember what the heck the name of that doggone... Is it Parkinson's that makes you shake real bad? Do you remember? Thomas, are you there? Do you remember what disease makes you shake real bad?
Parkinson's.
Yeah, that's one of them. I think there's another one out there. But either way, look, the visualization that I'm getting whenever I'm thinking about this lady being the president of the United States is putting grandpa out in front of the house with on unstable ground in a rocking chair with a double barrel shotgun in his hand to be the security guard for your house, and just hope that you or your kids don't come home from school or work at the wrong time when grandpa loses his stability and, you know, has his episode. I know that sounds kind of harsh or rude, but if this is what is being showed on alternative media and mainstream media is covering up for it, if it's the truth, we need to get to the bottom of it. All right, and so we got to have the best person for the job in the seat of power. Now, am I saying that Donald Trump's the best guy for the job? I don't know. Because we've been lied to so much, I got that hesitation thing going on. There's a word for that, too. That
You don't make a huge amount of money in business either, it seems, without being a liar.
Yeah, well, there's... you got to do some dirty deeds in order to make it to the top, is what they say. And so nobody, and neither one of them's got perfect records where they got skeletons. Both of them got skeletons in their closet. Both of them had to step on a few toes to get somewhere.
Both of them are lacking skeleton in one particular area or another.
And the one thing that the one candidate's got for over everybody's telling everybody what they want to hear. It's like, you know, speaking more along the people line. You know, but the question that I got is, when any of these candidates get in office, are they going to fulfill the promises, or is it even possible for them to fulfill the promises that they made in order to get into office? So that's the key. And until we get to the bottom of it, we got to be vigilant. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. The price to price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And if you ain't paying attention, you got to expect what you got. If you ain't willing to get up off the couch and do something about it, you got to expect it. And that's what we're dealing with out here.
Yeah, expect it or be expected.
Yep. There's a lot of responsibility to being a citizen of the American, United States of America, and you got to know which version of citizen that you're classified as. It's true, man. You know, there's like a couple different United States. There's a corporated in the United States. There's the United States of America that everybody believes in. And, you know, it's... Go out there and do the research. You'll figure out what it is that I'm saying. When Washington...
Right, letter of the law.
Yeah, when Washington, D.C. is actually in the District of Columbia, which isn't a part of the United States, that ought to be a red flag. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I am wrong?
You are wrong.
Well, see, that's part of the conspiracy out there, weeding through the mess. You got to find out what's true and what ain't true. Been lied to from every direction. When you're bombarded with lies from every single direction, including your media, mainstream media, including your government officials, when somebody's up there saying, I didn't do it, you know, whatever, and then you find out, beyond a shadow of a doubt, overwhelming evidence that they did do it, and then they come back around the next time around and they tell you, oh, it wasn't me, you know, I didn't do it, whatever.
Hey, should I add Barry?
Huh?
Should I add Barry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure he knows we're live on air, no cursing.
Sure, yeah, I told him the show's on.
Alright, so basically, we got so much going on in this world that it's just, you know, it can be pretty doggone overwhelming, but there are solutions out there to resolve these issues. There's so much going on, and if you, like I said, if you speak out and you say, you know, this said such and such is going on, and they start pointing a label at you, you start talking about how your representation is either lying or corrupt, and they're going to tell you, that's just a conspiracy theory. You just got through telling me such and such was a terrorist, and then you said that we got to have gun control because, you know, there's potential homegrown terrorists and we got to get rid of guns. But what if the real boogeyman shows up at my door and I ain't got no hurley stick to clock him with?
Yeah, there you go. Gun control in order to deal with domestic terrorism is basically having better control over your gun and making sure you hit a target.
Yeah. So there's a saying from where I come from. It's called, like, practice what you preach. I mean, if you're going to... I don't like the whole... talk the talk and walk the walk one, because it just, I don't know, it just doesn't roll off the tongue. It makes me feel like I'm going to vomit in the back of my neck, but but it's true.
Talk softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah, it's true, man. And these guys and gals out there who supposedly representing you, and they're taking money out of the pockets of special interests and all that kind of stuff. It's a free-for-all, man. And you're the ones footing the bill. You're the ones paying the tax money for all the different, you know, when they say something about you get a tax break. Alright? I don't think the American people ever had a tax break. I think what the American people did a couple times is got reimbursed for money that they put out. But for the most part...
Would a tax break be kind of like the mugger walking by going, you know what, I got enough today. You can go.
Yeah. Or maybe he comes by, he steals $20 from you and gives you back 50 cents. Here. No, he gives you tree fitty, man.
Tree fitty.
How you doing, Barry?
Oh, good day, gentlemen. I just woke up, actually, so I'm kind of like... trying to get my coffee in here, get my brain woke up.
Well, as soon as you get your brain woke up, jump in there.
It takes about 3 or 4 sips of coffee, and then things start to clarify in the old head here. But yeah, I was out late last night. Was up north, setting up my camp, and we're about ready to go in the bush and pick them mushrooms.
Oh, cool!
So I'm going to get away from the madness for a little bit and try and regain some sanity.
All right, well, I
know the world's gone crazy. I know the bears are out there. They're dangerous, but I'll take my chances with the bears right now.
We're hoping that our government will see fit to give us tree fitty, man.
Things are going crazy out there, Shaziz. I am just appalled at what I see going on in our world right now. But then in the same mouthful, I'm not, because it's all written in my book.
Yeah.
And the book tells what's coming down, and it is coming just to the T, man. So I tell people to prepare themselves in their heart, because nothing else matters right now. Everything we see going on, I don't believe is going to be stopped. I believe that America is in deep, deep trouble, and what the Bible says about the end times and how America plays into it and how the King of the North and the King of the South are going to fight. Well, we see what's going on right now with Russia and the United States and how close we are to war.
Yeah, well, whereas I agree with your stance on the matter, I have to say that because no man knows the time or day, and the fact that the fat lady ain't sung yet, maybe the fat lady is singing and ain't nobody listening, but until it's over, I ain't going to give up. I'm just going to keep on trying. I mean, look, I'll be the last man standing, literally, in the apocalypse. The last man standing during World War III. I'll be out there, everybody's shooting each other, robbing and raping and looting and pillaging and mugging, and I'll be like, quiet, quiet, can't we all just freaking get along for Pete's sake? Break it up! That's me, Barry.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I guess I just can't give up. I can't just let it go down the drain for, you know. Look, I gave this example a long time ago. I said, imagine that you see something that is so beautiful, like this, let's say this painter, right? Leonardo da Vinci or Picasso or whatever. I don't know. Picasso's pictures to me look kind of funky, so I couldn't call that the most beautiful. Yeah, it was good work, but anyway, just let's say you got the most talented artist in the world, and you sat there for hours and watched them paint the most beautiful picture that you've ever seen in your entire life, and you understand this picture, and you can feel this picture, and it's just like you're just in amazement. Well, that's how I feel about our Earth, you know. That's how I feel about our world. I see the potential of it. I see the beauty of it, and... And
if you, I was going to say, if you can feel the beauty, you took too much LSD.
Well, yeah, I got no LSD.
Either that,
so.
Or you're supposed to get your hands off this painting and stop rubbing your hands on it.
Anyway, outside of the LSD, I can just feel it in my heart when I see something beautiful that I like it. You know, it feels good to look at it, all right? Well, then to see, okay, we got this artist just did this most amazing painting. I mean, it's done. It's finished. And the artist takes a look at it, and it looks corrupt to them. They're the worst critic. And they just literally smash it right before your very eyes. Or a gang of thugs runs in there right after he gets this thing all taken care of and beautiful and everything, and you're standing back looking at it, he's standing back looking at it, and you're telling him, oh, this is a really nice picture. You did an awesome job on this thing. And then the gang of thugs runs in there and, you know, tags it, vandalizes it, smashes it on the floor and sets fire to it like they do the American flag all the time. Well, at that point, I'm a little frustrated, man. Or if I see the potential of that even occurring, I'm a little frustrated. Well, right now, I see that potential occurring, not just with America, but other nations around the world and the world as a whole. We got so much potential of what we could actually accomplish if we could get our act together as a people. And that's the reason why I threw that Government for Dummies video in there, because there are 9 billion people on this planet. All right? And until the fat lady sings, or until our Lord and Savior shows up at the door, it's up to us to run the show. Now, we could either sit back and let it all collapse and not even make the attempt, but it'd be the equivalence of half the angels in heaven sitting on the fence wanting to see who wins before they go in and take sides with somebody. You're either going to pull off on the dark side, or you're going to pull off on the good side, or you're going to sit on the fence and see who wins and then follow that group. You see what I'm saying? That's the point I'm trying to make, is that I'm going to fight the dark side as long as I got a breath in my body. And I know what my book says too, but I'm until it's all over, until the demons stop rolling in, until the man himself shows up, I'm going to start throwing out every bit of positive that I can in hopes to avert what's coming down the line, even if I know that it's impossible, like trying to turn this country around before it goes over the falls in a barrel. But if I don't try, if I'm not at least paddling and we go over the falls in the barrel, I feel like I might as well just turn the Johnson boat motor or the Mercury engine on and help us over, you know? You see what I mean? Get us over the cliff faster. I mean, some people think, well, it'd be easier if Planet X just come over and blap us and bam, it's over. It wouldn't bother me a bit. I mean, get it over quickly. Right now, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid as slow as possible off your stitches.
Yeah, you know what, I see it like this, buddy. It's like we are at a time right now where we see biblical prophecy being fulfilled at incredible rate. We see everything that has been talked about in his book coming to pass, and we see the acceleration of events in the world happening right now. I don't believe, buddy, I think the most important thing in my life right now is to share my beliefs and my feelings about what is going on in this world, because I don't know, I honestly believe in my heart, Shazos, we can't stop what is coming. Well, we're not going to stop it.
We
have to prepare ourselves in our soul, man. That's what is the most important thing in your life. Nothing else is really important. And you're right, Shazos, I'm going to stand up against this until they put a bullet in my head or they stop me from talking. That's the only way they're going to cease me from talking, is to kill me.
Yep.
But I believe those times are coming. I believe there's going to come a time where I'm either going to have to stand up for my faith or deny it, one of the two. And if I stand up for it, I'm going to be put to sleep. Well,
yep.
So what? I'm passing away.
Well, I'll be with you.
Place, man.
I'll be with you on the other side, brother.
If I right till the day I'm dead.
I'll be with you on the other side because I'm going to do the same thing, you know, and I hope that my position is right, and I hope that more people figure that out, and I hope that everybody comes out of this thing. Well, nobody gets out of life alive, but what I'm saying is, you know, you got a choice in life. You can either go down the dark side or you can go on the other side, the good side of life, you know. I don't think there's any middle ground. I don't think the middle ground fares anywhere any better or worse than the outside, or either side, if you understand what I'm trying to say here.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that you really seriously got to take a side out there and decide whether or not you want to live in a world that's totally trash, or you want to live in a world where people really seriously care about themselves. And I think that if the world as a whole, as far as the community, is a big experiment to see whether or not it could succeed. And maybe according to some folks, has been tried and failed in the past, and this might be the last go for all of humanity. I just kind of think that I don't want humanity to go by the wayside. I don't want us to just like, okay, well, that was a failed experiment. Bam, it's gone. However we got here. I'd like to leave some sort of legacy for, you know, my time at least being here. You see what I mean?
Yep.
Something good.
I agree, Shazos. But as far as what is going to unfold in America, he wrote what is going to come in the end times, and that is what I live my life by. Because he wrote the beginning, he wrote the middle, and he wrote the end, and
yep,
nothing's going to change.
Well, at least ways, prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and take care of one another and ride the storm out together, because we may already be over the falls. All right, or maybe going over the falls in a barrel, we just hadn't hit the bottom yet, you know.
Exactly.
And so brace for impact, because that's the only choice. If it's coming regardless of what we got a choice, then now it's time for brace for impact. Now it's time. I watched this video quite a while back on Netflix. Kind of wish I hadn't watched it because there was a lot of crudity in there, a lot of terrible things that people did to each other. But what it was there was a deal that was coming off the sun, big giant solar flare or something. Massive. It was above all the scales or whatever. And they said that this thing would hit the Earth at a certain time, and you could actually watch as like portions like on the opposite side of the globe got burnt first, So they were gone. They were toast as soon as it hit, right? Well, it's taken a little bit of time for this fire ring to make it from one side of the globe all the way around to the other side to totally engulf it. So it actually had a few hours. Like if you was in Australia, you had a lot more time than the guys obviously on the opposite side of you. All right, well, the things that these folks were doing to each other and doing in the video, because they knew that this was the last day of Earth, you know, and there wasn't nothing. I mean, it was just a free-for-all. It was just insanity. You know, people were out killing each other. I mean, there's no consequence for tomorrow. They were out doing terrible things to each other, you know. And I hate to think that that would be what it'd be like if all of society just finally took a collapse, you know, the World War III, the Civil Wars. We've seen all the pictures of war-torn communities. You know, I don't want my kids living in that kind of deal. And so can't we all just try to get our act together before it actually hits us in the face, you know? At least ways, if you're going to go out with some dignity. You know what I mean?
I see society going the opposite direction. I see society becoming more and more morally corrupt by the minute. I see society absolutely spiraling downwards right now. We don't care. We don't care about our fellow man. We don't care about nothing. We are living for today, for the minute. We are glorifying ourselves, and it's totally the wrong direction. Well, our society needs a complete change of moral standing to turn this thing around.
Do you remember that guy in the book? Do you remember that guy in the book who was basically lobbying for Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yeah.
If I can go in there and I can find this many good people, would you spare them? You know? And
yeah.
He said, yeah, you can go in there and you can find that many good people. And I'm sitting here and I'm lobbying for my brothers and sisters all over the world, because I believe there's so many good people out there that really, you know, is worth saving. And so, I know as crazy as it sounds, and even though in the back of my mind I'm being told, there ain't nothing you can do about it, brother. There's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do that is going to change anything or make a difference in any way. But I'm still, I'm in the back of the boat with my paddle paddling the other direction, because I see us going over the cliff. I'm last desperate act of survival, you know. I'm trying to pull my brothers and sisters back the other way. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I come from on that deal.
Interesting conversation, Shazus.
Yep.
And I'm starting to wake up now. The coffee's actually starting to work. Holy smokes, my eyes are open. Oh, man. I tell you, we saw a huge grizzly bear yesterday, Shazus, and talking about beauty in the earth. Man, I'll tell you, this bear had to be 700 pounds.
Just in
the prime of life. Beautiful big silver streak down his back. Just the king of the forest, man.
You didn't run over and wrestle him down?
Huh?
You didn't run over and wrestle him down?
Oh, yeah, I went up to get his signature.
Hey, can I get your autograph?
No, I was about 100 feet away from this bear, and I was in my truck. So that's about as close as I want to get, and I want to make sure I'm in my vehicle, because they are the king of the bush. And to see that animal yesterday just filled me with awe.
Yep.
What a beautiful creation. And, boy, I'll tell you, we see the oceans right now falling apart, man. It's unbelievable what I see going on in our oceans. The destruction of our planet. What, from greed, from man's inability to see the future and to take pride, take care of, and what we've been given to take care of in this planet. We're destroying it.
Well, that's why I'm sitting here shouting it, brother. That's why you're shouting it. We're shouting it out there, hoping that these people out there will hear our words and take a step forward, because now's the time to jump into the fight, because we're getting our butts kicked by from every direction. You know, our planet is getting tore up. The governments and the corporations are running amok, and everything's all kinds of, you know, jackbatty. You know, we're trying to put enough information out there so that people know that there are solutions. I can't sit here and tell you everything is hopeless. I can't do that, because I don't want it to be hopeless, even if it probably is hopeless. I want you to know that if you at least give it a try, you know, trying to save the world, trying to save each other is in my, that's the honorable thing to do. You know, we're supposed to be our brothers, keepers, our caretakers of the planet and each other. You know, that's what our purpose is. If there ain't no purpose like that, then there ain't no purpose. What's the purpose of just putting a bunch of people down here to just have fun? I mean, it's a playhouse then. Nothing matters. And if nothing matters, then this conversation's mute. What's the point of even having a conversation talking about the problems of the world or solutions if it doesn't matter? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta keep shouting it. And if people walk away in droves, you just rambling on, you know, ain't nothing we can do about it, you know, and just want to sit back and ride the storm out. Brothers and sisters out there in this world, if you can expect to ride the storm out and come out the other side, there's a scene that I saw in a movie one time where there was this massive tidal wave. I mean, huge. I can't remember what the movie I think we got hit by a meteor or something that caused this massive wave, and it's the waves like couple hundred feet, if not miles, in the air, and this guy that goes out there and he jumps on his surfboard and he's gonna ride this wave, buddy. That wave just mopped him.
I don't think I'd be getting on a surfboard, man. I think I'd be looking for a helicopter.
Yeah, that's what I'd be doing.
Or a big mountain.
He was going to ride the storm out. He was going to take the ultimate surf, man. Shoot, he didn't even get on it.
Well, I think you should just jump on an airplane there and come up and hang out in the bush for a couple of weeks there, Shaziz, and give your mind a rest.
Yeah.
Walking in the forest, there is nothing more peaceful and nothing more serene than walking in a forest and just being taken in by everything that's around you and the peace and the solitude.
Well, it'd have to be a private plane.
I'm kind of running away from the fight right now a little bit, but in the same matter, mostly I'm not really. I'm kind of just going to go in there and recharge my batteries.
Sometimes that needs to be done. And you send a fresh fighter in there to take over, you know, fighting against evil, and then somebody goes takes a break, you know. You got to sleep at some point.
Well, yeah, I find that, boy, I start getting on the internet and I start looking around and I start listening to videos, and I really follow what Steve Quayle's talking about and Tom Hagman and all these other gentlemen that are really pointing out biblical prophecy and how it's coming to fruition right now. It emotionally drains me, Shaziz. It does. I find that, boy, I get into this and in my mind and my heart are just torn apart. So I'm going to go out and do a little bit of mushroom picking and charge up the batteries and get back in the fight. Hopefully I hear from Rick and Annie. I'm very, very concerned about them. They seem to have disappeared off the face of the earth. I haven't been able to get in touch with Rick and Annie now for about 10 days. I've been calling every day and Facebooking them messages every day.
Man, I hope they're all right.
Nobody has been able to find them. So I am really, really concerned. You know, they were homeless. And where they are right now, why they're not responding to me, because they always respond to me, has got me greatly, greatly disturbed. So,
man,
if you guys are religious people, please pray for Rick and Annie and where they are right now or where they are. I have no idea.
Definitely.
And that, my friend, is very disturbing, because we know they're grabbing people and they're putting people in camps. They are killing people that are talking against the government, and I'm very concerned about them right now. So hopefully I hear from them in the next couple of days.
Well, we seem to have a few technical issues the moment we got on a certain said candidate who may or may not be as corrupt as all get out.
Well, you mean Trump?
Trump! Yeah, well, I guess...
Puppet on the left, puppet on the right. Which puppet do you want?
We were talking about the one who basically used. I had a concussion, so I can't remember the email scandal kind of thing.
Hi, Hitler.
Yeah. But either way, I had something brilliant that I wanted to say, and I actually threw some keywords out there like ricochet to get the alphabet soup's doggone attention, and by the time I got them situated there, I done forgot what the heck it was I was trying to say. Because we're being told we're terrorists because of what we believe in. But at the same sense, you got to ask them the question, is if you don't want us
to... Hey, that's the thing, man. They use that thing to make you forget what you were trying to say, man.
They probably did. It's probably
MK that... Ultra, mind control.
My brain control stuff. But
you
see,
have been zapped, says this.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
But you don't even know it.
I wouldn't doubt it one little
look
bit.
Look at the millions of people that are being zapped in North America right now and chasing monsters around.
Well, let me finish my thought before I forget it. If their psychological operations or mind control or their media or the alternative media is telling me all this information... See, I base everything that I say, think, and believe off of information presented to me. Now, if this information is being presented to me by all parties involved, then I have the right to question that information because, you know, I got to make an informed decision. Do I or do I not? You know? And so, when now I make my decision and I say, well, I think this one over here is corrupt and that one over there ain't much better... And that makes me a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory because I hear the deal about Fukushima and there's supposed to be fish floating belly up because of the corrected in the BP oil spill and there's fracking causing earthquakes all over the doggone globe and polluting waterways and the EPA's dumping thousands and thousands of gallons of waste crud out of a mine. And I'm being told about this by the mainstream media, the alternative media, and word of mouth. But when I speak about it, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing nutcase. Well, brother, you're the one that made me the way that I am.
Well, you know, it's just freedom of speech now. You're basically a terrorist if you talk.
Yeah.
I mean, freedom of speech is now an act of terrorism.
You can hear about it, but you can't talk about it. Hey, they put the drugs out there in the population. They put the LSD, the cocaine, the heroin, and the crack, and everything else out there. Everything but nature's little goodies, they put out there. Right? And
of course, they bring it into society, and they control it, and feed it to us, and then they put us in jail.
Yeah, so if you got crackheads in jail, you got crackheads in jail because you threw the candy out there and got them hooked and then busted them for getting it. It's, man, how ridiculous do we actually got to become as a society to understand that we seriously got a problem? Seriously.
I don't have the answer for that. I ask myself that same question every day. What is it going to take for society to wake up to the absolute incredible pending dangers facing us right now and the implications for your children in the future? People really, you know, Shaziz, I honestly think that if people really, really knew what was coming for their children and coming for their children's children, you'd see people become active. But unfortunately, most of society is still controlled by mainstream media.
Yeah, but see, Barry, those folks that believe it, that already know it, they're the ones that are right-wing extremist, gun-toting, Bible-thumping nutcases, right? That's the label that they got because they believe it.
Of course. I mean, just look at the attack on Christianity worldwide right now, Shaziz. It's unprecedented in human history, what's going on to this particular sector of society. Well, you know, buddy, that's talked about in my book in great detail, and I see it unfolding. I see the oceans giving up their dead. I see earthquakes and disasters in places that we've never seen earthquakes and disasters. We see things unfolding right now on our planet that are just mind-boggling.
We felt an earthquake right here in Missouri.
Pokemon Go. Monsters around in the park and killing each other. There was a guy killed himself the other day over Pokemon Go. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous what's going on in our society. Our world's falling apart, and people are chasing make-believe monsters.
Yeah.
And not just a few people, hundreds of thousands of people.
Falling off of cliffs and into ravines and off into rivers.
They're being controlled by this game. Well, that is one of the most outright, blatant forms of mind control that I've ever seen unfolded on the human race, and yet people can't see it. They just cannot see it. Well, that's how far society has slid, man. I don't know if there's hope for society. I don't believe there is. It says, I believe we are going to go by the wayside, and what's most important is what's in your heart and your soul. Nothing else is going to matter in the future.
Yeah.
In my world.
But on the earthquake portion, for the first time in my life, I felt an earthquake here in Missouri. That supposedly the epicenter was in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's unbelievable the amount of earthquakes that are unfolding right now, and volcanoes are just one that became active in Mexico 2 days ago. We're seeing things that we've never ever seen before in human history, in our recorded time. In geological time, we have seen many of these events happen in the past, but now we're really starting to see some incredible stuff happen on our planet. And, you know, I believe it's just going to get worse, man. I mean, these storms that are forming in the Atlantic, we've never seen stuff like that before.
Well, bye, George!
Storms that are forming in the Pacific, we've never seen storms like this before. And they're getting worse and worse and worse. The equator, what they're saying now, that the ocean around the equator is approximately 6 degrees warmer than it was 3 years ago.
Well, listen to this, man. There was a movie out a long time ago. I can't remember the actual name of the movie, but it was basically the government knew something was coming down the line, and they started building these arcs and seed banks and bunkers and all that kind of stuff. And the average Joe wasn't part of the club, so they were only taking a select few from a lottery to come into this deal. And so eventually, you know, when the movie plays out, there's a few of these arcs left, and some folks survived into the future, whatever. Well, right now, my book said something about, like, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of coming of the Son of Man. And so I'm thinking maybe some of us ought to be, like, building us some doggone arcs and getting ready just in case, man.
Well, you know, the elite have been doing that for years. You know, they've built their underground cities, they've got their seed banks, they've got their food supplies all put away, and they're ready for the poop, because the poop is coming. We know that. Everybody that's involved in the alternative media that I talk to right now, Shaziz, has got a gut feeling and a knot in their stomach about what we see. We all know that something very, very big is going to happen here in the very, very near future. What it is, I can't put my finger on it, but we all got the same feeling. You probably feel the same way.
Well, all of us feel like something, right.
Yeah, something big is coming. And we need to prepare ourselves for it, because when it comes, it's going to knock the human race right off their feet. I mean, the avenues of attack they can unleash on us are just incredible. There's three or four things they could throw into the fire that would absolutely throw the whole human race right on its butt. Excuse my language.
I'm gonna coin a new phrase. All right, it's going to be, you know, there's a phrase out there called fear monger. All right, and so I'm gonna coin a new phrase for myself. I'm gonna call it a common sense monger. All right, common sense monger dictates that if you can sit there and you can look at history, and then you can look at the present, and you can match the two together, and you can see what's going on, what's been said, weigh all the facts out, common sense dictates that on the path that we're on, we're going to see that sure destruction. And it doesn't have to come from outside. It could come from the inside. It could come from both sides or all of the above. But what we got going on right now, if you ain't got some sort of spiritual something to fall back on, to at least have your mind and heart at peace, I feel bad for you. Seriously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm. I believe in a divine creator, and you know, I don't shove that on nobody, but nonetheless, I still believe that there's more that meets the eye in this whole deal. But what I can see right now, you know, if you're being told the world's in a mess and you're bunkering in and you're trying to ride the storm out, may very well be the case it ain't none of but nobody's going to be riding the storm out. Especially, you know, something like old Planet X hits the planet. It don't matter if you got a bunker, you're screwed. That's all there is to it.
What do you guys think about this Planet X? I mean, what's your opinion on that, Tom?
Planet corrects it.
Yeah. What is your opinion on that?
I haven't seen any evidence, so.
Neither have I.
It sounds to me like Morse camera on green.
The Nibiru, the Planet X, or whatever.
Well, you got, actually, with the Nibiru thing, you got two separate schools of thought on that. And I think some of them, it's, you know, they don't want to basically face the other real problems that we have. So they dream something up that basically is so horrible that it gives them an excuse to just give up. The other half think that, you know, this is their I guess their saviors or whatever coming back, the creators of the human race, because they think that aliens made humans, you know.
Well, there you go, man. So
I mean, you know, maybe aliens did make humans, but there ain't no evidence as far as the whole Nibiru thing goes. They're when I hear these people talking about Planet X, all I can remember, I mean, all I can think whenever I see their evidence is like, look, man, this evidence you're throwing around is the same foolish nonsense that they thought whenever they saw a rogue planet. They said, we got an extra planet out there. It's like in between Neptune and Uranus or something like that. And they're like, and it's about the size of Pluto. And then they realize, wait a minute, Pluto's actually got an elliptical orbit, so it actually gets closer than the planet next to it at some part of its journey, and then gets further away. So it was them calling one planet two different planets because they didn't expect it to be where it was, you know? And that's the evidence that they're throwing around 90% of the time. It's like, you just lost all credibility, man. I can't hear you over the stupid, man.
Well,
read a textbook or two, man. They gave this information out ages ago, man.
Yeah.
We know what that is. Come on, man.
So all we need to do is keep our eyes peeled, man. I ain't telling everybody to be paranoid, schizophrenic, or, you know, bunker down, all that kind of stuff. As I'm saying, you follow your mind and your heart and do what's right according to protecting your family and whatever. But right now is the time to be vigilant of everything, because if one side of the fence is right, you got some explaining to do when certain person shows up, and if the other side's wrong, then you're still going to have some explaining to do for your children and your children's children why it is whenever the society started collapsing, you didn't get in there and you know,
try to do anything about it.
Yeah. So... It's like maybe it's a lost cause. Maybe I'm grasping at straws. Maybe the dream that I dream, you know, I just want to see us at least try, you know, try to fix it before it's completely out and just too gone.
Try it before you deny it.
Yeah, something's better than nothing, man. If the house is on fire, pick up a bucket. You know, grab a garden hose.
I don't know, man. You say something's better than nothing, but with the options we have right now as far as the election go, I'd say nothing would be better than the something. Any of the somethings that they're offering.
Problem is, getting everybody to agree to not go and vote at all is an impossibility.
It wouldn't matter because they'd still give somebody it, you know.
Yeah, they'll pay some wise guy to go vote. Maybe several some wise guys to go vote.
They don't have to pay anybody. They'll just pretend somebody did it, and who's going to be able to prove them wrong?
Yeah, because nobody was there. I'm saying go to the election polls, stand there next to the ballot box, and make sure ain't nobody stuffing it or pulling anything out, and, that kind of stuff, man. You know, and
knuckleheadedness.
As far as your environmental issues and spiritual beliefs, watch for the signs and act accordingly. You know, back to the TSA and the FBI and all the alphabet soups out there, if you want to know why there's folks out there wanting to stock up on food and ammunition, then what you need to do is get out there and listen to your mainstream media propaganda, or shut down that brain machine that you keep making people forget what they're trying to talk about, or stop interrupting broadcasts that are trying to wake people up to the fact is, there's got to be, the good book said, blessed be the peacemakers, all right? Well, I'm trying, Barry's trying, and Thomas is trying, we're trying to be peacemakers. We're trying to find a resolution that we can put out there so that people can get proactive instead of destructive or any of the other teams after that, that we're doing something good for the community, which will help you in your job out there, because if we're out here doing something good, that's one less criminal you got to worry about.
I think the problem is they're too worried about not having a job anymore.
Oh, so if we do too good of a job, they're out of a job.
I mean, what's the job? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's my food stamps? What do you mean there's no food stamps this month? What are you talking about? What are 54 million Americans going to do?
Yep. If you want your government cheese, man, then you got to follow the government rules. That's the way it works.
Well, and then, of course, there's all the other people that are on psychotropics and antidepressants right now that the government's paying for, and if that was shut down overnight, holy smokes, would you see some interesting events unfold in society?
Well, that's probably why the doggone military has a zombie squad. Have you seen that? No, seriously, they really run drills for zombies.
Yep, I saw that. We want society to zombify.
Yeah, now zombies may be a hypothetical term, you know, because somebody's like on drugs or...
No, they're not, man. They're just not as dramatic and glamorous as everybody wanted them to be. And they're still not, it's still not legal to kill them. All you got to do is go out and look and see who's on their phone, just staring at it, you know.
Or playing Pokemon Go, falling off of the ravine.
Glassy eyes. not everybody that's doing that is a zombie, because they'll still look up and see what's going on around them. We're talking about the people that don't look up and around them and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Watch that movie, Cell, that's written by Stephen King. It's got Samuel L. Jackson and... God, I can't remember the other guy's name, man. Saved my life. I've never really liked his acting that much, so I guess I don't pay that much attention, but... he's the main character. Sam is just basically trying to lead him, you know, to get to safety. He's looking for his son.
Well, I think I might have seen that movie, and I understand exactly, you know, what you're saying with that.
It's fairly new. It just came out, I guess, like...
I seen something to the effect. But if anybody wants to get a kind of a general idea of what this world would be like during a second Civil War or something like that, go watch that series Jericho. Watch both seasons. And when you see that, how society and how people act, and then kind of ask yourself, would you want your family to live in that mess? And I'm asking this to the alphabet soup guys out there as well, and the military and the police and the governments of this world. If you watch that series and you see how those people act and the way that they treat each other, would you really seriously want your family living in that type of scenario? So I think now's the time to bring the voices around the table. Now's the time to sit down and share the peace pipe.
Quit squabbling.
Huh?
Quit squabbling.
Squabbling, yeah. Quit fighting over stuff and sit down and start working things out. And if there's somebody out there who you know is corrupt, then you might want to take them off the list for voting. You know? And... We got to, for all nations, we got to get our act together, and we got to do it fast. Because I mentioned this a while back, and it may be kind of, I may be making my own people that believe the way that I believe mad by saying this. But, you know, no man knows the time or day, you know. It says he's going to come like a thief in the night. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to play out or what. What I do know is that when we ain't doing nothing at all, we're not putting no efforts towards it. And if I as a father leave my house and I tell all my children, I say, look, these are my rules. Follow these rules and take care of each other. And when I get home, I want to find this house in order. Well, if I come back and my house is in order, I'm not nearly as going to be as upset. I'm actually probably going to have a smile on my face because my children actually paid attention to what I had to say. And for those of you out there who are non-believers, it's the same thing. You know, when whatever put us here or whatever experiment this all was, when it all comes down to it, when we succeed as humanity and we've got all things resolved, there ain't nobody starving, there ain't nobody dying in wars, and there ain't nobody suffering on this globe, which I believe is possible. if we really seriously put our minds together. So when our father shows up on the doorstep and comes in and sees, looks around and says, yeah, this is good. You guys did a good job. I'm proud of you. Then there ain't no reason for the wrath to come now. And the man inside the book, yeah, his words were, lest these days be shortened, these things will come to pass. And anybody with common sense on the non-believer side can say that if you can look at the past and you can look at what's going on right now, you can put two and two together and you can see the path that we're on is a bad path. We need to turn this ship around before it's too late. So one of you is either going over the falls in the barrel or one of them's waiting for your father to come home. Either way, we got to get our act together and work together and get this situation under control, because whichever end of the spectrum it ends up on, it ends up poorly for everybody.
We got to work together to see what would happen if we worked together.
Yeah, at least try it before you deny it, people. Can't we all just get along? Peace, hope, and love, man. It's either that.
And pass the bill to see what's in the bill.
Yeah, it's either that or
standard practice.
It's either that or zombies running amok in the streets, terrorists behind every bush, or alien invasions, or Planet X, or hey man, it's a no holds bar free for all. Everybody run for your life, because here it comes, man. Boogeyman, doomsday, everything under the sun. Get underground, or get in your plane, or get in your boat, whatever. Just run. The sky is falling. By gosh, it's falling.
Get in your I don't know, quarter loafers, because, you know, inflation.
Yeah.
Get the running, man.
Take your money out the bank. Hurry up. Rush up there right now, because they're going to steal it. And if you see Uncle Sam coming, drop your wallet and run.
Well, you know what? Financial Armageddon is a very, very real possibility.
It sure is.
That's where we're going next. That's where we're going next.
It sure is, brother.
We're going to control society.
They sit there and tell you that on the news all the time. All right, they say that there's a possibility that the economy is going to crash. Well, who runs the economy? The Federal Reserve, which is not even a federal, it's a private bank. And when the bankers are bailing out the bankers, and you're bailing out the bankers, and everybody who's a banker benefits while everybody else loses their house, that then in turn gets resold, and that money then in turn goes back to the bankers, and the bankers are getting paid not once, but twice, but three times or more, you got an issue.
Well, if people really understood how our financial system works, I think you'd see a lot more pushback against it, should this, but people don't understand how our system works. Most people don't have the time and day to look at it, because they're too busy chasing monsters or watching a football game.
Yeah, well, they and need course, to learn, you know,
these,
man.
Those divisions in our society, all these divisions in our society that are keeping us apart, well, those divisions have been carefully put in place over the last, I'd say, 30, 40 years. To bring it to this particular point in history where we cannot come together as a people because we're fighting amongst ourselves. We cannot identify the enemy because we're fighting amongst ourselves. And like I said, Shazes, those divisions, they didn't happen in a week or 2 weeks or a month. These things were thought of very, very carefully over a long period of time to get society to where it is today, a society that's completely divided. And of course, you know, if you divide a society, that society is very easy to conquer. And that's exactly what we're seeing today.
Well, if you're in America and you're on the red team or on the blue team, there's a white team out there as well. So what I'm suggesting is instead of voting a straight ticket on the red, there's
a purple team.
I'm
on the green team.
In a gray team.
Green's good.
Vote for the guy from each team that's going to do the right doggone thing. Not the guy that's going to say what, you know, I would vote for Congressman Bongwater before I voted for any of the other candidates, because at least he says, elect me and I'll screw you on taxes, so I know where I stand with that guy.
Well, my presidential platform would be the abolishment of big farming, absolute worldwide implementation of medical cannabis, worldwide implementation of industrial hemp. All fossil fuel energy production comes to an end. All money is put towards solar and renewable energy. That would be my platform as a president, because I'm looking 5 years, 10 years down the road. I see my ocean dying in front of my eyes. It shocks me to the core that when I think that I'm involved in the generation that's actually going to see our ocean die, because that is going to happen. It's on a I believe unturnable point now, where the ocean is a food chain. Our whole food chain is based on the ocean. We're taking huge pieces out of the food chain. If people don't think that that food chain will collapse, then they've got their heads in the sand, because it's called the food chain for a reason. We're at a very, very
somewhere else.
Well, yeah, I can't say that on the radio. You know what I mean, though, guys. Come on. People are so blind to what's going on around them. I don't think it's because people don't care. I think it's because society is so controlled by mainstream, so controlled by MK Ultra mind control. We don't even know it. They don't recognize it for what it is. But it's doing its job right now. And we got to get people out of that mystique. We got to wake people up to exactly what is going on and what the implications are.
Now, there's another thing, though, that makes it very easy for people to push into that head in the sand mentality you're talking about. And that's to show them a problem that's just too big for them to comprehend being able to deal with. You got to break it down in pieces and say, okay, you guys work on this, you guys work on that, you guys work on this over here. By the time we're all done and come together, this will all be finished.
Yeah.
Exactly. This massive problem that we've got that it looks like nobody can solve, we'll have solved. It'll be done, you know.
Well, I believe our Creator gave us all the technologies and all the resources and everything necessary to literally bring about a heaven on earth, or a utopia, so to speak. I honestly believe that. I also believe that there was a warning put in that book that's going to come to pass, and it is already in the process of coming to pass. And that if things keep going the way that they're going, we will see that all happen. It all play out. And regardless of whether you're a believer or non-believer, if you can look at this world and the state of affairs that's going on out there and think that we're heading down to a rosy lane to tiptoe through the tulips, you're sadly mistaken, because there's guys out there talking about World War III. There's guys and gals out there talking about Second Civil Wars. There's destabilizations of nations. There's pollution and corruption and just all in all out ludicrousy going on.
Well, exactly. You know, they talk about eliminating the world population to 500 million people. That's written in the Georgia Guidestones, and it's part of Agenda 21. And people go, yeah, right, they're going to kill 8.5 billion people. You know how easy it would be for them to kill 8.5 billion of us, especially when they're prepared to go underground? They're preparing for this particular time. They know what's going to happen. They're all involved in the party, and we're not. And, you know, people can't even begin to wrap their minds around that, Shaziz, but that is a real, real possibility in our world. As a matter of fact, I would go farther to say that that is what they plan on doing. And they have the mechanisms to do it. So what we do have to do as a human race, we have to awake as a human race to the enemy. The enemy is not across the ocean. He's not that poor boy fighting your poor boy over in Iraq. He's your government. And so people can really identify that, take the responsibility as a human race, as a man, and look after your family and the future of your family, then we are doomed as a society.
Yep.
Period. I'm not a fearmonger, Shiz, but I've been on this planet as long as you. I mean, you're about the same age as me. I'm 62 now. You're around the same age. Tom's not quite as old as us, but I've seen absolutely mind-boggling changes in our society in the last 25, 30 years. And I see it accelerating. I see it really going down the tubes. Morality in the United States of America? Well, there is no morality left in the United States of America. It's all good. Anything's good. Have sex with your dog. Have sex with your aunt. Have sex with your sister. Have sex with that 12-year-old girl. It's all being condoned now in our society. Well, my God, folks, if our society doesn't have a moral fiber, then we do not have a society. Any society that's gone the way that the United States of America has gone, or is going right now, has fallen apart. It has collapsed. It's happened before in history. It's going to happen again. History repeats itself, guys. So we have to get to the core of the problem.
The core of the problem, as far as I can see, is people out there believing that, you know, number one, if you believe government is all the problem, then you're sadly mistaken, because we the people, we are the government. It's by the people, for the people, according to, this is our nation, that's the United States I'm talking about. According to our Constitution, right. We the people are the militia. And it's our duty to pay attention to what's going on. It's our duty to get out there and vote, to get out there and be informed and knowledgeable and teach everybody how the system works, you know?
You know, years ago, there was more of that in our society. There was more men that actually watched what was going on and were concerned. But our society seems to have gone the opposite direction, where people just don't give a fart anymore. About as long as they got a TV, they can come home. There's still gas in the gas station. They're still making a little bit of money. They see their money being taken away a little bit more all the time. But they still got a house. They still got, you know, food in the fridge. Everything's fine. Most people don't even want to look at what's going on around them because it completely knocks them out of their comfort zone. They cannot even begin to wrap their minds around it because they are so controlled by mainstream media and the entertainment industry and Pokemon Go. It's just really sad.
Well, for those of us who are outside of that bubble or standing outside the box and are paying attention to what's going on, for those, you know, they call it being awake, you know, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. For those of us, it's going to be our responsibility to maybe not be able to wake these individuals up, to just get out there and be proactive in the communities, try to get ourselves elected or something, you know, to steer this boat in a different direction. Because if everybody else is asleep at the wheel, I mean, if there's 65 passenger bus and all of them's asleep in the back while the driver's asleep at the wheel, you got a calamity on its way. Now, if at least one or two or three, maybe four people stand up and, you know, one of them's waking up the bus driver and the other one's fanning him, getting fresh oxygen and opening the window, handing man some coffee and say, you know, keep it between the lines, brother, you know, that kind of deal, then I think we have a chance. Now, we can't rely on the fact that the other guys and gals out there are going to do the right thing, because we've seen the stupidity or the ignorance that goes on out there. I think that a lot of the reason why you and me and Thomas and others have come together for all these different networks was to start shouting out from every corner of the world, every part of the mountain, open your eyes, crazy, because something's coming your way, you know. We don't necessarily know what it is, but we can see from the signs of fish coming belly up and birds dropping from the sky. Like I said, it ceases to become a conspiracy when the birds start falling from the sky or the fish go belly up, man. That's like in your...
The mainstream media. And, you know, back then, I reflect on the shows that were coming on, like Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons, the Brady Bunch, and et cetera, et cetera. And they were all family-oriented, good, moralistic shows. And then all of a sudden, you start to see the change in our entertainment industry. And then you look at where we are now in the entertainment industry. I don't have TV in my house. I dropped TV out of my house about 4 months ago. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life. I do not have mainstream TV coming through on my TV screen. The only thing I use my TV screen for now is an HDMI cord to my computer to watch documentaries.
Yep.
And that's it. Because anything else coming out of TV is just garbage, man. You look at some of the shows that are coming out and what they're promoting and how they're corrupting our children's minds, man.
Well, that's another thing there too. Even in the games and the cartoons these days, depicting violence. But then you got sending a kid to school, and the kids at school are told like you got to be peace, hope, and love, and all that kind of stuff, and tolerant of others. But yet you go home and watch it on TV, all the craziness that comes out there. Then I think if you got a problem, you need to address the problem at its source, not at the, you know, a mile down the road, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. And as a parent, you should be the person that is monitoring what your children is being taught, what is being put into their minds. You know, this is a fact now that in the United States of America, and I read two reports on this here in the last couple months, that most 8 and 9 year old girls believe at that point in their life that their purpose to be here on the planet is to be a sex object for a man, because that is what is being indoctrinated into their minds. I mean, our society is totally upside down, guys. I mean, you got sex education programs going on in schools now where they're teaching 8 and 9 year olds about how to strap on a dildo and perform anal sex. Are you out of your friggin' mind? And people aren't screaming at the top of their voices about this?
Well, I'll tell you,
what kind of people do you think these people, these children, are going to be when they do reach the age of consent, puberty? When this kind of information should maybe be exposed to them, But at 8 and 9 and 10 years old?
If that ever comes to my community, I guarantee you I'll be standing up the door at that schoolhouse. That's a fact.
It's coming everywhere, Shaziz. It's coming everywhere. We now see the BC government trying to implement next year the same kind of program that the Liberal government implemented in Ontario. The same thing's happening in Manitoba. It's an all-out attack on the morality of our youth. Because if you destroy the youth, you destroy the family. You destroy the country. Simple as that. They know what they're doing. They know why these programs are being put into place. They don't want children that have a moral fiber that actually can think right from wrong. They want a society where anything goes. You can do whatever you want. You can have whatever you want. It doesn't matter. There's no repercussions in the future. Well, that's where they're pushing our families and our children, guys, and that is the root of one of the problems in our society. People aren't paying attention. People have become so demoralized themselves that they actually believe that this stuff is good for their children. We have to turn it around, and you have to do it by moral conviction. Actually, using something like this, oh, well, let's talk about maybe the Ten Commandments. Boy, what a way that would be, as if you're not even if a religious person. You read the Ten Commandments and you use that as a guideline in your life, you'd be a moralistic person, even taking the religious implications out. But we have gone so far away from that, and we're going farther and farther all the time. I look at what's going on around me, and it just, I said, guys, if we're on a spiral downwards, and that is one of the things that really disturbs me and something we have to address.
Yep, there's it's a lot,
there's
man.
There's plenty of things going on, Shaziz. I mean, look at the drugs they're feeding our kids, the vaccines they're feeding our kids, what they're doing in our school programs, what they're doing everywhere to our children. It breaks my heart. It really does. Because you're not giving that a child a chance to actually formulate a proper moral base in their life. You're corrupting their minds at the most impressionable time of their life. A child is very, very impressionable when they're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And of course, when I grew up, I worshipped my teacher. I thought my teacher was the greatest person in the world. You had utmost respect for your teacher, and what your teacher said and what your teacher taught you, well, that's what you're supposed to be taught. So what we have going on in the schoolrooms in the United States of America today, we have teachers showing children how to perform anal sex at as early as 9 to 10 years old, way before the age of puberty, way before a child's mind should even be thinking about those kind of things. Well, when I grew up, we didn't get exposed to sex education until I was about 14 years old. Well, that's appropriate time to be exposed to it because my body was changing.
In my neighborhood, right now where I live, if that was going on in my neighborhood, I'm gonna tell you what, there would be a army of people up at the school. So
well, there, but the rest of the United States isn't like your neighborhood, unfortunately. Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, just it absolutely, guys, this is something that you should really think about. And what is being taught to your children? Look at the CORE program. What that exactly is doing to your children, and stand against it. I see, honestly, around me now, I see so many people that are waking up. People are talking to me now. People that never would have talked to me 3 years ago are just having real good heart-to-hearts with me now. And I always end the conversation with, what are you doing about it? What are you doing in your own life to change? And you know what? People, well, what can we do? What can we do? Well, you know what? Believe it or not, there's a lot of things you can do. You got to look outside the box. You got to take a little piece out of that wheel every time you get a chance. Don't go to Walmart. Say that to people. Go to Walmart. Go somewhere else. Go support a local business. It might cost you an extra dollar or two, but Mr. Walton isn't paying his employees decent wages, and he's making, what, $330,000 an hour, approximately? And he's paying his employees, you know, scab wages, and people are having to quit their businesses because Walmart's moving into their community, and then those same people have to go to work for Walmart to barely survive. I mean, that's one example. There's all kinds of things you can do. What you guys are doing, Shaziz, with free energy, that's where everybody's interest should be looking at, because you can generate your own power, and that takes that control mechanism, the grid, away from you. They're going to push harder and harder against that, but we still have a window of opportunity right now under our so-called free society to explore these options and bring them to people's attention. That's another thing you can do to fight the corporations. There's all kinds of things we can do to fight the corporations. You know what? People say, well, that's just one little person doing that. But man, my God, folks, if 10 billion of us all of a sudden took the same kind of interest, or 100 billion of us all of a sudden took the same kind of interest, you'd see monumental changes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I talk a lot. Sorry, man. Well, I'll shut up for a minute.
We got to definitely get our act together, man. And this election cycle, I mean, every single year they seem like this is the most important election cycle in the world. And it actually is every single year. I mean, because you're picking the next knucklehead in line to do whatever it is that they're going to do. And, man, if you ain't paying attention, the wrong knucklehead gets in there, and we go down the path even further than we was before. And it's, you know, the same doggone thing. Same establishment running the whole deal. Man, it's just messed up.
Well, getting back to Trump, I would like to think that I could believe some of the things that he was saying. I really would. Because if that man did what he says he's going to do, you would see the establishment turned upside down. But I honestly believe it's all part of a charade, that he's being allowed to say this to ramp up the American people. Everything they do, I mean, they really, when you look at it, they control the whole big picture. And I think, you know, I hate to say it because I love what the man's saying, but I think he's full of crap. That's what I think. I think he's going to get in there and you're just going to see a continuation. And all it will change, just like our Prime Minister here in Canada, who made hundreds of election promises prior to getting elected, and he has broken every one of them. We as Canadian people right now are outraged at our Prime Minister. I see the online chat, I see the online petitions coming up now for a vote of non-confidence against Justin Trudeau because he is absolutely the biggest idiot in the world. How that guy ever became Prime Minister of our country is beyond me, but in the same mouthful I know how he became Prime Minister. It was all controlled. He is the puppet put in by the people behind the curtains, because he's following the same agenda exactly to the T as Barry Cerveto in the United States of America.
All I can say is this, man. As far as Trump goes, get the man in office. If he doesn't do what he promised, get him out of office. That's how you got to do it. But to turn around and overturn the election afterwards.
They'd all be thrown out, Chavez, if that was the case.
Well, that's what needs to be done.
Anything you want to hear to get elected.
That's the point. That's what needs to be done. The people have to hold their elected officials accountable. And if they ain't going to be willing to stand up and hold their elected officials accountable, have recall elections or, you know, you pay attention to what they said, write it down, make a list of it, pass the list out to everybody. And when they don't do what they said they were going to do, get them out of office, man. That's it.
You guys over at the free energy places there, you got to figure out a way to zap all mainstream media.
Well, we're trying to zap them right now, and I guess apparently they're trying to zap me too.
You got to come up with some kind of a tool there just to shut them all down.
Apparently they're trying to zap me too.
That's your homework project for the week.
We've been having technical difficulties all day long. Every time we hit certain subjects, bam, we get attacked again.
Well, you know absolutely for sure right now that they're listening to this conversation. Actually, anytime I get on the radio now, I always start my shows with, "Good day, ladies and gentlemen, CIA, FBI, NSA, and whoever else, boys and girls and gators and grannies for listening to the show," because they're listening to everything we're saying right now. Every
of course
conversation
they are.
That we have is being monitored. We know that.
And so listen, and I just want them to know, man, look, if you talk about I'm a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory, then you better look at where I got the information. It came down your pipes. It came down your propaganda machine.
You know what I want
them to
know?
Your mainstream media.
I want them to know that you guys are listening to us right now, and you are coming down on us left, right, and center. But you know what? In the long picture, you're no more important to the people behind the curtains than me or Shaziz or Thomas.
That's
Anderson.
Right.
This is stuff that you guys, listen, I'm talking to the CIA right now. You guys got to realize that all you are right now is just pawns being used by the elite to establish the agenda and to carry through the agenda. But when they get to a certain point, you're going to become just as disposable as Shaziz and me and Tom, because you're not involved in the big party. You're only part of the second and third levels of the party. You get to hang around a little bit longer. You get to enjoy a few more days on the planet. But when it comes down to there, Mr. CIA guy, you're going to be just as dead as me and Shaziz. So maybe you should think about that today. But,
yeah, listen to this. While you're still talking to the CIA and all the alphabet soups, is the governments don't cry over the dead soldiers. The people do.
Exactly.
And so, if I'm going to have to die for service of my country, I want my people to be caring enough to care, you know? And if you're one of the guys out there that are sacrificing it all, government ain't the one crying over your dead body. It's your people. It's your families. It's your loved ones. It's your friends. You know, and we're trying to put some common sense out there that hopefully people will take to heart and believe that they're not powerless against this mess. You know, it's the docs, man. It's that video I posted in the chat room over there, chazizradio.com/superchat.html. It says it all, man. It's the dots, government for dummies. All right. You need to check it out. You need to take it to heart and understand. The only reason why the CIA or all these people out there making you afraid is because you don't understand how it's supposed to work. That's why they got that on their side. The IRS, they know that they got all they got to do is scare you, because, you know, thousands of you don't stand up at one time, so the one guy can go to jail. But if thousands of you decide to stand up and say, oh, well, hold on a second, we don't agree with this war, and we ain't paying no more money to you guys until you knock it off.
You know, Ace, one of the things that I've mentioned to American people before is that you can actually go to the IRS offices, get a form, and opt out of having your taxes deducted at source. You can legally still do that in the United States of America. Now, if you guys really want to hit the government where it hurts, if everybody in America opted out of having their taxes deducted at source and took that tax money and were responsible for the taxes at the end of the year, what you can do with that tax money is incredible. You can do things with that tax money where the government won't get it, because you'll reinvest it into a home business. And once you've established a home business, you can purchase all kinds of equipment for that home business and write it off against your taxes. If people just did that alone, just really explored that avenue and what they could do by keeping that money in their bank account. Of course, there's going to be a lot of people that might have tax problems at the end of the year, but in the same mouthful, it will hit the government in a way that they've never been hit before. It's one of the things you can do to really turn things around, because it's not a government for the people anymore. It's people for the government.
Yep.
That's all wrong. It's completely upside down to what your Constitution says. People don't understand that, and that's one of the things we can do to change things in our world. So look at that, guys. When you get a chance, please look at that. As a Canadian, I'm saying that. I know we can do that in Canada also.
Yep.
So, and I don't pay taxes. I don't even have a bank account anymore, Shaziz, believe it or not. People say, how do you live without a bank account? I am living very, very easily without a bank account. I won't support banks anymore, because I understand how fiat currency works. I understand how fractional banking works. I understand how the banks are absolutely shoving it right up our yin-yangs, and people just go about it as if it's a normal practice. If we did what the banks were doing, we'd all be in jail. So
yep.
I don't support banks anymore. People got to look at that also.
All right, folks. Well, we're down to the wire. Got like 6 minutes left of the show going on here. Part of that would be the playing us out of there. So this is about the time we go around the doggone table and, you know, basically let the Knights have their last say before we peel out for another day. So which one of y'all want to go first? Thomas? How about you?
Thomas.
No, I'll give Barry some time.
All right, go ahead.
I've been on here talking way too much since the show.
I'm going to close my thoughts. But we want to change things, guys, and one of the things that we can do really is talk to your friends and neighbors about changes that we can make that will absolutely turn the planet upside down. And I'm going to get back to the cannabis plant again, because that is the answer to so many problems. What I've done here lately is I start conversations with people, and this is something you should do, guys, is ask people if they'd like to build a house that they could pass down for the next 15 generations in their family, that the house would look the same as the day it was built after 15 generations of use, that you have no chemicals in your air during that 15 generations of use of the house, and the house would never burn down. How would you like to build that? How would you like to do that? How would you like to save the forest? And people start talking to you about that, and it opens up an avenue in their mind. And I people started looking. I've got all these people now looking at what industrial hemp can do. Hempcrete. It is the answer to all, not I won't say all, but I honestly feel, and this was said to me by Rick Simpson 4 or 5 years ago, when I really started looking into cannabis, he said, Barry, the cannabis plant can heal this planet from the inside out, guys, and I have never, ever in my life believed that more than I do right now. If we implement this plant, demand its use, take the government right out of the picture because they have no right in the picture, then you would see changes in this world, and we need it, man, because this planet is dying, guys, and we don't want to hand a dead planet over to our children. We don't want to look them 20 years from now or 5 years or 10 years in the eye and say, yeah, I knew something about this, but I didn't do anything about it. Our legacy is by what we leave for our children, guys.
Yep, and but as far as I'm concerned, we got to do whatever we can, and like I said, maybe it's already written in stone, the end, how it's going to play out, but if it isn't written in stone, or if it was his opportunity, until it's all over, I say you keep throwing positive pebbles in the pond, you keep educating each other, you keep talking to each other, keep working together, and you get people around you seeing that you're actually making some progress and working together, then they're more apt to jump in there on the bandwagon and help you get things done. Otherwise, it's just sit back and watch as it all falls apart, and I'm not willing to do that. I can't sit in the back of the bus and not tell the bus driver the wheel's falling off. I got to get up there and say, look, man, there's a bad wobble in the back. You might want to pull this over to the side. I'll get out there and change the tire. Just slow her down, get it over there safely, and we'll get this resolved, and then we'll be back on the road again. That's how things need to work out. Anyway, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Thanks, Thomas, and thanks, Barry. Amazing show once again. And for all you knuckleheads out there attacking our stream and stuff like that, you know, you're only hurting yourself. You know, if there ain't nobody out there saying anything right, positive, you know, if it's like this. Some of those folks out there who really are anti-government, if they ever get what they wish for, go watch the movie Road Warrior or Mad Max and see if you want your children living in a society such as that, or the series Jericho, and see if you want your children living in that society. That's what we're trying to steer ourselves away from. That's what we're trying to steer this country and the world away from. The best time to stop World War III or any second civil war or any destabilization of a nation is before it happens, not after, not during. We got to fix it before it falls apart. So with that said, I want to reach out to everybody's heart and tell you peace and love, man. If you like this podcast, it'll be up, and you can rebroadcast and do what you want. All this information on this network's free, and it's an open microphone for you to come here and have your say. So join us at the table, join us in the chat room, share us on your social media networks. You've been listening to Shaziz Radio, Knights of the Round Table. Peace and love. Take care.
Man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet!
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet! I order you to be quiet!
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up, will you? Shut up!
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more than table. So many times we've given rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the die of Camelot. So we're tough and able, quite indefatigable.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Terrible. Always working to fill the terrible and the knights of the round table.